Source. Tomorrow's news, today.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
It's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
We're fighting back, and we're winning. Join us, or roll over and die. And I know our Americans across the world are people who want liberty as well. We have just begun to fight. It's Thursday, April 20th, 2023. 30 years ago, in North Central Texas, the Delta Force, Army Special Operations, under orders of Janet Reno and Bill Clinton, burned that building to the ground and machine gunned from the backs of their Bradley fighting vehicles, all on flare footage, those men, women, and children. Placed bombs on top the church record vault where the children were hiding as young as 12 months. But when they commit an atrocity, it's okay, because they're the good guys. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to reveal information today that nobody else has ever revealed. We do that quite often, but we have a good chance of defeating the globalists if people understand what the shutdown of the economy is about. It's about artificial scarcity, and then there not being enough energy or food, and the government rationing it and basically putting more than half the population on a form of welfare because they cannot feed themselves. And with that comes all the social control, and they're already rolling it all out, not just here, but around the world. So this entire line of stacks here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stacks of just news today, all ties into how they're doing this. And then it all ties into the other articles. You know, they passed that law 3 days ago in Washington State. They've got similar laws everywhere they're trying to pass, that children as young as 5, when the school convinces them they're another sex, they'll be taken by the state and then raised by the state, preparing them for sterilization. That's just getting started. That's the type of news we got for you today. We're going to beat these bastards. Stay with us.
You need to get coordinated with not only your food, but also your health supplements, because it's going to be a matter of life and death. So support InfoWars Store. Listen, you need to put it as a priority, because you don't know, I don't know. Alex and I are telling you how late it is before midnight strikes. And again, magnesium is critical for your muscles and everything. Krill oil. What I'm watching right before my eyes is a composite overview of nutritional supplements that will keep you alive. And I would urge everyone, maybe you don't take vitamins, maybe you don't take nutritional supplements, but the day will come. Vitamin C and zinc, absolutely imperative for the cold. DNA Force, absolutely imperative. Mineral Fusion, absolutely. As you're drinking filtered water, a lot of it will become demineralized. You have to have these products.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
It's April 20th, 2023 on this live Thursday transmission. And I'm your host, Alex Jones. And humanity is in the danger zone. But if we're aware of the enemy's operations, we will prevail, they will fail. All right. We have one guest, former White House advisor and Trump spokesperson, Steve Cortez, who's one of the smartest people out there, who just blew me away a week ago when he came on right before I did on the War Room with Steve Bannon and laid out the designed implosion of the economy and how it's been done and how to reverse it. He'll be popping in the first 30 minutes of the second hour. The rest of the broadcast today, we're going to be taking your phone calls ahead of the great Drew Hernandez, co-hosting in the fourth hour. Okay, let me do it this way before I plow into it all. There are millions of declassified documents out there going back over 70 years since the National Security Act of 1947. And I've read thousands of them. But I've also studied how the globalists operate, the public and private sector, and integrate the two. And I am able to decompartmentalize their operations really better than anybody else does. And I don't like to even say that, because it's a dangerous position to be in. And it's also a very frustrating position to be in, because to try to describe things this complex is extremely hard. It's like if you're an engineer and somebody's not an engineer, you're trying to describe, say, electrical engineering, if you're an electrical engineer, or if you're a architect. But anybody out there that's lived has seen large pieces of this globalist deployment against you and your loved ones and your family and all those around you. And that's the most important thing I can say, is that this is not our opinion. And what the globalists are doing is a fact and is a reality. And 99.999999999999% of us are going to be absolutely hurt by this, and many of us killed by it. And I think that's what's important to say here. People can pretend they're part of the power structure. You can pretend that you're winning by going along with it. But at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, that's a lie. And you're deluding yourself. And I know our main audience gets that and are the greatest people out there in the world, I think, that tune in, because you're listening to the most informative, powerful, hands-down, effective broadcast in the world against the enemy, the most pro-human, pro-truth, pro-justice, most effective transmission in modern history. And again, I don't say that as if the credit goes to me. It goes to our guest. It goes to our researchers. It goes to our crew. It goes to our callers. It goes to all those that came before us in this fight. But God had it in his plan that at this point in 2023, we would be front and center. Because we don't just have a giant audience of regular people who are amazing. We now have an audience of the intelligentsia of the planet. World leaders tune in every day. All the top talk show hosts tune in. Our clips every day, tens of millions of views. And we really have a responsibility here, all of us that are the InfoWars family, to realize that we've been put in this position for a reason, and we have a major responsibility to intensify our efforts in the fight for freedom and to expose the enemy's operations, but to also promote an alternative system to their tyranny. And we don't force people into our system. We offer up better systems that work and are pro-human and that are prosperous and good and wholesome and decent, and hope that others will join us through free will in that exercise. And we will win in the end because of God's certification of our operations. And I don't talk about InfoWars singularly. I'm talking about all of us together. And we've got to try to be pure. We've got to try to be strong. None of us are perfect, but we've just got to continue to keep our eyes on Christ. Okay. And the reason I explain that at the beginning here is that to say that I have knowledge and understanding that I don't see anybody else putting out. I see people very eloquently and very intelligently covering this piece or that piece. But imagine if I dumped out a whole box of Legos here without the map, without the instructions. And let's say it's for a ship or it's a castle or it's whatever the Lego set is. It's a dinosaur. If you don't have that instruction manual that tells you what to put together in the little bags and pieces, it's going to take you, even if you're a Lego enthusiast like I was when I was a kid, and even as an adult, my children all liked it, so I built all sorts of stuff with them and then watched them get better than I am at doing it. Spent a lot of money on Legos. Too bad they're woke now. But that's really what this show is the instruction manual. And other researchers will focus, you see this in academia, on one area. Like, this professor studies pinnipeds, seals, or this professor studies one species of parrot, or this professor studies carbon dioxide in one place in the world. What I do is full spectrum analysis and tie it all in to where it's going. And that's why Henry Kissinger, 15, 16 years ago, had Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, try to get me to go to New York and be hired by them. And they said, you have full spectrum analysis. You have 35,000 foot view. Most people don't have that. They said, we would like you to come meet us and hopefully work with us. And when I said no, in front of my producer, John Harmon, they couldn't believe it. And they didn't laugh. He goes, well, I'm really disappointed. Nobody's ever turned us down. Really? I know people that turned the system down once they were already in it. They didn't know they were getting into it. Luckily, I did enough research and had family warn me about it that I didn't get caught up when I was young and dumb, or that dumb. I was sure young. So listeners, you understand that when I cover this rail of information in front of me, so I've got all these other stacks of news, but this group of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stacks all tie together and show you the blueprint. I mean, I could tell you the blueprint. You've already got a good idea about the blueprint, but when I explain, this is all just today's news or the last few days' news. And the globalists have the roadmap. They have the blueprint. They're the architects. And so you see a piece of the Lego here and you don't like it and it's bad and evil, and a piece of the Lego there that's bad and corrupt. And you're like, but how did it? But when you actually put them together, we've reverse engineered their whole operation. That's how we can word for word 15 years ago, 10 years ago, say this will happen, that will happen, it'll happen this way, then we'll do that. People later go, how the hell did he say exactly? Because I have reverse engineered the plan. And it gives me a headache, actually. And I'll be completely honest with you. I'm exhausted mentally sometimes. That it's kind of like once you find the combination of something, once you finally get something done, you don't want to go back to it. It's like once your brain already knows something and it's so complex, you're trying to teach a course and you're like, how the hell, when I can barely put all this together myself and it's so complex, but I can capture it in my mind and then see the plan and see 20 moves ahead, how do I extrapolate this out and give you the warning? Because, hey, a lot of you aren't going to listen today, but you're going to listen in a couple of months, a couple of years, because everything's compacted now. You don't have to wait 20 years for Alex Jones to be proven exactly right. You're going to get to see it in 6 months, a year. You're going to get to see now, that's why they want us off air so bad, where I call their shots before they happen. Just like I told you, Russia will invade in late February. I wasn't told exactly specifically that, but I had enough integrated information from what was being said by the Russians, what was being said by the NATO, by the U.S., and then I went and checked with my sources what my prime computation with my electrochemical supercomputer, my AI that God gave me, that we all have, We're so advanced, ladies and gentlemen. We're so powerful. Anybody can do this if you actually study this enough. I mean, it's like football fans, we all know, who watch a football team so much and love it so much that they go, watch this. They're going to call a such and such. And you sit there with your buddy in like college and like, how the hell did you just call the next six plays exactly? Well, I just love this team and I just know all about it and I just, you know. And of course, those were UT football players I was friends with that I'd go hang out with that I was in high school with. So they were immersed in football. And a couple of these guys went on to be top scientists that I was friends with. But the point was, is that they were smart and football players. But I saw that with them in football. Well, we're able to do that with the New World Order. And we're going to do it today. So strap yourselves in. This is critical information for the future of humanity. Stay with us. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy. Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock. Humanity is in a fight for its very life. And InfoWars, for decades, has been at the very forefront of the fight for a pro-human future. We can't stay on air without your help, and I want to thank you all for your past support. And I want to encourage those of you that have never bought products at InfoWarsStore.com to go there and experience how amazing these products really are. Ultimate Bone Broth, finally, sold out for over 2 years, back in stock. Real Red Pill Plus, simply amazing. Nitric Boost, what it does for your heart and cardiovascular, critical. All these products like Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil, Supermel Vitality, they're all available and in stock, ready to ship to you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And the final 1,200 signed copies of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and I'm not going to sign any more after that, are exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com as well. In the last month, I got a little busy, so I didn't sign the books. We didn't have them for sale. But now I signed the last books. You can get them right now.
I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order.
It's Alex Jones.
I'm about to say a lot of things here, but everybody already knows. But what I'm going to really try to do is make the critical point that the globalists are in full swing right now with their program of cutting the resources off in the Western world, also cutting them off in the third world, to flood us with the third world, destabilize things further, culturally destabilize, cut off the energy, and set it up to where the, quote, poor cannot pay their bills even if they want to work, so they go on the universal basic income and have to accept all the controls that come with that. But to set up universal basic income for the poor, everyone's going to have that credit score, that social credit score, to show that, quote, they've got no money or some money or a lot of money. And it's all sold as being fair and helping people, and then it brings in their whole system. And it's going in all over the Western world, from Australia to the United States, from Canada to France to Germany, everywhere. And I have dozens and dozens of articles where this is all happening right now. And I've got a bunch of video clips and more, but let me just lay this out. You watch a congressional hearing, and they'll talk about one little tiny piece of this and call it Orwellian and Stalinistic and evil. That's just one piece of it. There's hundreds of damn pieces of this, all designed by the same think tanks, all coming out of the Rockefeller and Carnegie Endowment that run the CIA. And these are all 40, 50, 60, 70-year-old projects that are now coming together. Unlimited taxpayer money, scientists, systems, all building each piece, now going together. And they tweak it as it goes. But they've stayed on their plan. And some would argue, well, they should be in charge if they've got this much will. They promote pedophilia, folks. They promote the end of humanity as we know it. I mean, they believe humans are just a bridge to their godhood. And they talk about that. And I've been telling you that for 30 years, 29 years. Now Elon Musk talks about it because that's really what it is. So let me do it this way. Let me just read you some headlines. The digital euro could usher in total state control. And it just goes on from there. Member of Parliament, Bridgen, MP, speaks, the national television, warning on digital IDs, digital currency, and the WHO's pandemic treaty, how it all comes together for total control. Big breakdowns on what the social credit score is like already in China, going on for at least 4 years. That's a whole hour of information right there. Ties in with this. Biden to hike payments for good credit home buyers to subsidize high-risk mortgages. I've got the proposal right here. I read it last night, and it's exactly what I knew it would be before I read it. Poor people can't get a house. They've got bad credit. So we're going to put a tax on the local banks that's passed on when you buy a house or sell a house that people with good credit pay to help poor people. California now has the legislation and is moving forward to give, quote, poor people cheaper energy costs. But again, that's because they're going to start cutting back the energy to where there's not enough energy and then rationing it and then selling the idea, again, that we have to all accept the social credit score. This is going in. Here's another one. We're going to play this clip coming up. Civil rights activist goes viral for slamming reparations on Dr. Phil. But they're moving forward with, quote, reparations. But it won't be real reparations. It'll be you're black and poor, so you get a cheaper bus ticket, or you get a lower cost of gasoline, or you get a lower cost of energy. And it all sounds good, so you're like, well, I want to be for that, but you're bringing in the digital surveillance system and the control grid, the mark of the beast, that they admit is designed as they shut off the resources to make us fight over who gets them. Instead of having unlimited resources or close to that, which promotes wealth and freedom, they're creating artificial scarcity or feudalism. There's another example. Germany closes its last nuclear power plants. Electricity bills to spike 45%. They've already tripled in the last 15 months. They're closing their hydroelectric plant, saying it's bad for fish. Totally made up. They're closing their last nuclear power plants, and saying by 2030, all new gas and diesel vehicles are banned, and they don't have the energy for the EVs or the rare earth minerals to build them in all the projections. They can't build 10% of what they need, neither can we. It's a bridge to nowhere. But it sounds like, oh, we're going to a new system. No, they're taking in our industrial society and our wealth away from us. Germany closes all 84 of its coal-fired plants, rely primarily on renewable energy, but there aren't the windmills. There aren't. Well, what's hydroelectric? It's renewable. Why'd you shut down water power? And they've got all these studies about building dams in arid areas and how it creates these lakes and these ecosystems and how fish numbers go way up and humans plant more trees than ever were ever here. But it doesn't matter. They define what's good. Everything else that is good is defined as bad, like cows or trees or rice. They've all got to be banned. Marxism, California style, new state law will lead energy companies to bill customers based on income. California utility companies propose charging customers based on how much money they make. That's the social credit score. It's not coming. It's here. And it goes on. I've got a bunch of other articles that tie into this. But again, when everybody talks about the social credit score or the universal medical ID or universal basic income, they all separate them when it's all been UN, Bill Gates funded, globally certified, ready to go for 2 years. Central bank digital currencies that are the currency that tracks and controls this. It's the computer program you put on your phone. All these stores everywhere, because it's the trendy liberal thing to do. I walk into small diners I've gone to for 20 years. Sorry, we don't take cash. Sorry, we don't have paper menus, QR code. And they admit that all came out of the big international consortiums and the standardization groups and the different business consortiums, which is all directing the same propaganda to bring in this total control grid. And so when I talk about information that's not known, no one is pointing out, no one, that the classic communist move, which is just one system of the technocrats and the globalists, because 150 years ago, feudalism was ending in Russia, in Germany, all over the world, which was white slaves. People just think there were black slaves here. That slavery was all over the world. It's called feudalism. It's called serfs. They had to con the serfs who were about to be free into a new system of slavery. Oh, join the Communist Party. We'll all collectivize, which they had already lived on collectivist farms, but a large portion went to the owner of the property, and you'll get a percentage now. Something you never got, but you didn't get a percentage. You got put in a giant gulag. So what's not being pointed out is that if you look at communist countries and the rationing and the controls, they're artificially suppressing production because they want to control you by scarcity. That's the definition of feudalism. That's the definition of serfdom. So this is neo-feudalistic, fascist-controlled serfdom. Fascism on top, communist systems on the bottom. Communist ideology for the proletariat, above the law, fascism, private jets, giant palatial estates for those on top. And so that's why it's critical when you see Biden cutting off our pipelines and going hiring 87,000 IRS agents to go after poor working people and all this. You say, why is he doing that? Well, it's a plan to destroy everybody and force us onto the system. We'll be right back. They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication. It takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, Back in Stock, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to finish up with these 5, 6 stacks I've got left that I've just skimmed over here. But I know as an audience, most of you totally get what I'm saying. You're saying, well, that's common sense. We know that's how communists work, but the public doesn't get it. Where are the congressional hearings about them shutting off the Keystone Pipeline that increased energy prices probably 30% alone? Where are they pointing out the controlled demolition? We all know this. The globalists admit they're doing it. They're building a post-industrial world for all of us. We have to make this front and center. And here's the good news. How many big issues started on this show that were very academic, that almost no one knew about, and are now mainstream? I mean, I'm not tooting my horn, but I woke up Joe Rogan and gave him all the information, a lot of the information on the central bank digital currency. About a month ago, he came out and said, Jones told me about this years ago and gave me all the documents. I couldn't believe it. Now it's here. Now every show he attacks it. And the reason I raise that is, what if you go to city council and speak? What if you go to the county commission and speak? What if you go to the school board? What if you go to the state board? You can do what I do. This is not Alex Jones territory. Look at Tucker Carlson. Look how awake he is. He's told me to my face, you're the guy that woke me up. And again, that's not about Alex Jones. It's about realizing how powerful we are together and how we are so close to being these people. Because they're building a horrible dystopia. I mean, they are building a meat grinder. I mean, they are. Wait till I get to them grabbing the kids. I mean, this is just next level. This is enough to make you leave the country, but they're doing it all over the world. I know so many people leaving the West Coast because of this, and they should immediately. But let me get back to what I was talking about. Making banks via federal regulations, and it gets into the article here, charge thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to begin with to people with high credit scores. Think about that. So that they can, quote, help those that don't have good credit scores, quote, get a house. Then the companies rip them off and give them a high interest rate or balloon financing. This is sick. And you look at all the places the Democrats run or liberals run worldwide falling apart. You say, what a bunch of incompetence. There's nothing incompetent about it. It is a specific, documented battle plan of these people. But you should go read the Washington Times article, Biden to hike payments for good credit homebuyers to subsidize high-risk mortgages. Here's another example. When the CDC thought it had unlimited power, and it's the tip of the spear of the deep state, the biopharmaceutical industrial complex, when it thought it had a totally free hand a couple years ago, they said, you know what, all rents are forgiven in perpetuity. Renters don't have to pay rent anymore. Doesn't matter if it's a $1 million property or a shack. Those are forgiven. And the Supreme Court had to say, you can't do that. Now, what do you think it does when for a year people didn't have to pay their rent? Makes it sound like, oh, the liberals are so nice, they're going to be something free. It wrecks, in most cases, working class people that own a few rental properties that they upkeep, they take care of, that they paid for, that they busted their ass for, and that makes them get out of the rental market, and that makes that fall apart, and that makes society crumble. And that's just one piece, but you add all these pieces together, it's a giant wrecking ball taking out society. Oh, sorry. Power prices are so high because we cut off all the power plants and shut down the hydroelectric systems and nuclear power plants. Well, that's okay. We'll just give you a rate sheet because you're poor, you pay less. But if you look back 3-4 years ago, you would have been paying less if they hadn't done all these policies. But they force people by necessity into saying, I don't have a choice. I'm going to accept the universal basic income. And you say, well, I won't be on that. Oh, yes, you are. Everyone's given the score so they know who's who. And now they can add the social policies and the control to that central bank digital currency to tell you when you can spend it and where, how much value it has, and surveil everything you do and put it in a database, outlaw cash, kill the underground economy. That's the only thing still holding things together. And then you add things like this. And I'll be very specific. When the first world collapses, the third world dies. 80% of the world gets 50%. Give me the actual numbers. I'm going from memory here. The Food and Agriculture Organization notes that rice is one of the most important staple foods in the world. Over 50% of the world population, 50%, depends on rice for about 80% of its food requirements. That's a death sentence to billions. And you've got the news everywhere saying ban rice, which is grown in swamps, and swamps put off methane, which is totally natural and good. Again, climate change, planting new forests can do more harm than good. BBC, cut down trees to save the earth. This is just as idiotic as two men can have a baby. But they know exactly what they're doing. They're killing logic. They're killing common sense to reduce the amount of energy. Because gasoline and diesel and coal and hydroelectric and nuclear is not the only energy on this planet. Energy is what something operates off of. So carbon dioxide that plants breathe, they then put off oxygen, is listed as toxic. And then now, not just cows because they fart methane, now it's rice, now it's trees, now it's plants. It's a power grab over everything on Earth, listing everything life-giving, everything good is bad, and everything that's destructive as good. And they have a dialectic system that they're engaged in. Look at this nightmare headline. Washington State passes bill to isolate trans kids from parents to enable gender care. And other states are set to pass similar laws, California right behind them, and Oregon. This is children as young as five that the school convinces they're another sex. They just think they're like pretending, oh, you're Superman, oh, you're Wonder Woman, oh, you're a boy, you're a girl, when you're the other sex. They put you in a database and keep it secret from the parents. And then by the second grade, that's the plan. It's right here. Oh, the parents came to the school and said, stop telling my daughter she's a boy. Stop telling my son she's a girl. This is the school not just taking parental rights, but screwing your child up. And they say, CPS is involved. We have a law. Your child's being taken to be raised in a dormitory with other trans children. Talk about pedophilia. And you don't get to see him again till they're 18. Bye-bye. And then they turn your child against them while they're in this brainwashing facility, and you never see them again. Until maybe you see them in a coffee shop, and your son is a woman and totally mentally ill with purple hair. And then they commit suicide. And then it's your fault they committed suicide because the state had to take them away to protect them. And it's all about sterilizing the children. It's all about depopulation. Washington State bill hides runaway children from transgender unsupportive parents. Washington bill to allow medical transgender interventions on minors without parental consent. This isn't just have an abortion of your 11-year-old who got raped before you even know what's going on. No, now there's no parental consent when they sterilize them with chemicals or physically. You tell somebody this 10 years ago, they wouldn't believe it. And look at California. California bill proposes fines, jail time, for those who harass teachers over gender ideology teaching. So you go to city council, you go to school board, you talk about them, you go to jail. And they've been trying this all over the country. Literally cult members programmed to come in and take over your children and destroy them. Folks, we got to hide our children from the system. We got to educate them. We got to warn them. And we got to absolutely understand this is a number 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. This is over-the-top evil. Now, we're going to talk about disarming the police when we come back. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
This is their big move. So, yeah, you say, why doesn't Biden address the disasters in the United States? He doesn't care. That's not his job. He's not the president of the United States. He's a puppet operating for the globalists.
Appetites of the autocrat cannot be appeased. They must be opposed.
And that's who
autocrats only understand one word. No, no, no.
Exactly. And that's why we say no to your vaccines.
No, you will not take my
we say no to you shutting down our businesses. We say no to you taking our firearms. We say no to you censoring our free speech. We say no to you selling us out to the World Health Organization. We say no to you getting us into World War III. You're right. We stand against autocrats like you, Joe Biden, and we say no. And we say no to your war.
I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation, a one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas. The U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed at the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies, blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind. receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, that video is now 4 years old. Hard to believe. Shot in the old studio. Live on air. Right off the cuff, right out of the heart, right out of the mind, right out of the AI God gave us that is not artificial, but is real. Real intelligence. Third dimension and beyond. And why did I play that? Because I say in there, maybe you guys can cue it up. It's pretty close to the third way into the video, about a minute in. I say they run all these thousands of attacks. So when they finally run the main attack, you just think, well, it's just another attack, and don't know it's the main attack. And we get destroyed. So they're just normalizing two men can have a baby and men can compete in women's sports and all this idiocy to get you to accept more logical fallacies. Because accepting tyranny is a logical fallacy. But instead of you just pull back and don't respond to each attack, you're aware of each one, but realize what counters them, being productive, being loving, being strong, opposing everything they do. If they say up, you go down. If they say left, you go right. And that's all you got to do is do nothing they say and stop submitting to them and stop caring what people think about you and just spreading the word. Now, here's an example of the idiocy. While you guys find that part, I'll put that little short clip when you find it. Leftist students protest university's decision to arm campus police. When I was in Connecticut last year for the Sandy Hook show trial, where the judge had already found me guilty, just like they did in the Dominion case with Fox. People asked why they settled. The judge found them guilty. Did the same thing again. They said they'd do that. Alan Dershowitz did a whole video on it. It's on InfoWars.com. Don't believe me? It's right there. But look at this. When I'm at the courthouse, they don't have armed police there. Guns are so bad that they don't have police with guns at the courthouse. Now, that's obviously a logical fallacy. The left wants the military to attack Russia. They want guns. There's Secret Service for the president, and there's Capitol Police for the Congress people. But the left, as just an example of the locals can't be armed, takes the guns from the police at the courthouse. And there's video on screen for TV viewers. Demonstration underway at George Washington University. Students are protesting the recent decision by the university to arm some of its police officers. NBC News. Big story on InfoWars.com. Now, if they're really scared of crazy gun people, when concealed carry people have the lowest crime rate out there, why are they advertising the university as a place to come be attacked? And I bet if you talk to the Trinity liberals, they're almost all for nuclear war with Russia like Sean Penn is, and they love more tanks, more weapons. The Ukrainians deserve weapons, but our police don't. And that creates the lawlessness of a Chicago, a San Francisco, you name it. So this is the plan. And you look at that and you say, that's idiotic, that makes no sense. Well, actually, under State Department Memorandum 7277, look it up, type in State Department Memorandum 7277, Public Law 7277, the Carnegie Endowment UN plan in 1962 was to, by 1980, disarm the citizens, the police, and then our military, and only have the UN be armed. Oh, they got armed guards at the UN. These students would all be for that. But they don't want people there trained to use firearms to protect them, and they don't want to be protected because it's the murder of logic. Here's a short clip of the piece I just played. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things, Integration, Global Social Score, Complete Command and Control System. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com slash Big Tech.
All right, that's enough.
Emergency situation. Rick, why don't we, it's at band.video, why don't we post, this is why they banned Alex Jones, on band.video, but hasn't been uploaded, and then put it on the live show feed today so people can get this and share this and explain what's happening. So, again, it's the murder of logic. It's their plan. And it ties in to all these other reports coming out of them trying to totally defund the police, and then crime explodes. And then what's their answer? They're normalizing homelessness and crime and not having energy and not having food. They're getting you ready for the collapse. They're easing you in. This is the attack. Cutting off the energy, shipping in the fentanyl, shipping all the U.S. weapons to Ukraine while China gets ready to invade Taiwan. This is America being positioned to destruction. But here's the good news. When I talked about the Chi-Coms controlling telecoms and Hollywood and the system and working with the deep state, 4 years ago, almost no one was talking about it. Today, most of the government's woken up to it and is now breaking free, and there's investigations into the Democrats being Chinese agents. We are inches away from a major breakthrough against the New World Order. Because we kill the Anglo-American establishment alliance with the Chi-Coms, which is now happening, then we can get rid of the Anglo-American elite. That's the British intelligence model. It's not the British that run it. But that's merger that happened after World War II. We can then dismantle that and then put in people that actually want a prosperous, secure, good future. We're very close. And that's why they want this information shut down. I'm going to give the toll-free number out. We start the next hour. We have a special guest, former advisor to Donald Trump, Steve Cortez, coming on to talk about critical information on a bunch of fronts. And in 30 minutes after he leaves us, we'll be taking your calls, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. First-time callers on any subject you want to discuss. First-time callers only, 877-789-2539. And please remember, we're listener-supported. Our incredible 10-hour clean energy that's a bestseller, being sold out for 8 months or so, is back in stock. Turbo Force, 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. The krill oil, our amazing over-the-top CBD oil that's so good for neurological systems, joints and bones. It's discounted. All of it is at InfoWarsStore.com, and 1776 testosterone boost. Woo! It's amazing. It's back in stock, and we're still at it 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Need to get coordinated with not only your food, but also your health supplements, because it's going to be a matter of life and death. So support InfoWars Store. Listen, you need to put it as a priority, because you don't know, I don't know, Alex and I are telling you how late it is before midnight strikes. And again, magnesium is critical for your muscles and everything. Krill oil. What I'm watching right before my eyes is a composite overview of nutritional supplements that will keep you alive. And I would urge everyone, maybe you don't take vitamins, maybe you don't take nutritional supplements, but the day will come. Vitamin C and zinc, absolutely imperative for the cold. DNA Force, absolutely imperative. Mineral Fusion, absolutely. As you're drinking filtered water, a lot of it will become demineralized. You have to have these products.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
I want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Over 400 radio stations, over 100 TV stations. Some of them join us at 6 after. This is a short little segment, but he connected early, so we're going to go to him now, but then have him get into the main meat in the next 30 minutes after we come back from break of what he was breaking down. I'm well aware of his work, one of the advisors to Trump, one of the spokespersons. You can find all his work at stevecortez.substack.com. But I was on Steve Bannon's show last week, and he was on right before me, so I'm sitting there watching him. He did the best in like 9-minute breakdown. We actually played it later on my show. The demolition of the economy and what's causing this collapse. The only thing I may disagree with is that it's incompetence. It's a plan here, really cloud and pivot on steroids. So let's do this, Steve. Thanks for joining us. I'm going to reintroduce you here in about 5 minutes. We're going to break. We'll come back and join some stations, but, give us a prelude to what you're going to break down, because you only had about 8 minutes on Bannon and did the best job I've seen. This way you'll have like 20 minutes when we come back to really flesh it all out and talk about solutions. But thanks for coming on with us.
Of course. Thanks for having me. First time on your show. So maiden voyage for me. And, you know, look, I worked for 25 years on Wall Street. I was an interest rate trader, covered some of the biggest hedge funds in the world before I got into politics, when that orange guy came down the escalator and really, frankly, changed my mind. I used to be a bit of a Wall Street Republican, used to believe in so-called free trade, and used to basically trust the financial institutions in the United States, organizations like the Fed and the U.S. Treasury and big business. He opened my eyes, and I have an incredibly different worldview now, a much more skeptical, far more populist worldview, but I still take that same skill set and the same acumen I have for capital markets to apply it to this new political mission that I'm on. And the American economy is being destroyed right before our eyes, particularly for people of middle and lower incomes. The trend is terrible and the trend is worsening, Alex. And the reality is, unless we course correct incredibly quickly, unless we reverse in major ways on both monetary and fiscal policy, the United States is headed, quite frankly, for an absolute economic train wreck, for a financial cataclysm. And that is the reality as projected by the metrics, not by Steve Cortez's opinion or Alex Jones, but by the actual metrics of the economy, things like interest rates. I often say when it comes to financial markets, price is truth. You know, the price doesn't lie. And the prices and the metrics out there in the economy increasingly point to a place of intensifying dangers and increasing heightened risks throughout the economy. So I'm trying to ring the alarm to make sure that there's a sense of immediacy and urgency out there to start fixing this before it's too late.
And again, to your point, you're an expert on this and did a great job laying it out. But clearly they know this is coming. They're pre-positioning to bring in the central bank digital currencies, bring in their new system. So I think we're about to see the end of Bretton Woods and a new system. And it looks like, you know, obviously China and Russia and India and Brazil know that. They're saying, well, we're done with the dollar. This is the biggest ball drop. Even if I don't like the establishments that, you know, that's hijacked the country, why would they run their own power structure into the ground? I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe it is mismanagement.
Well, listen, I think it can be both, right? I don't think it has to be binary that it's either or. There can be a certain amount of planning, right? Because I think the ruling class of the United States knows that in this managed decline of America, they can extract for themselves an enormous amount of wealth by managing that decline effectively. At the same time, I think there's also a lot of incompetence. So I'm not sure that it has to completely be a binary pick. You know, so for example, let me get specific. Janet Yellen, when she continually lied to the American people and said inflation was transitory, I think she probably at least suspected otherwise. So there is some actual malice and dishonesty in there. But I think there's also probably some measure of incompetence. where she was, where she truly didn't have the skills, despite her, you know, her sterling resume. Let's face it, she's a fool when it comes to the economy, where she both was missing it because of incompetence, but at the same time, willing to miss it, because of her malevolence.
All right, Steve Cortez, I gotta say, I think you're the best financial analyst out there. Been watching you for years, but you've been blowing me away. We're gonna come back, join some stations, kind of recap that, and then let's go through what manage decline means. For those who don't read Foreign Affairs, they've been talking about it for 40 years, the Chinese century. They plan to hand it off to China. They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024, it's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we got a real 1,000-pound brain with us until the bottom of the hour. Been following him for 6-7 years since he helped quarterback things with Trump. And he's been one of the top stock traders and, you know, fund folks out there. I watched him for many years on Fox News, CNN, and CNBC. But he got basically, I guess, drafted or, you know, just chose to join Trump 6+ years ago. Steve Cortez, populist, patriotic populist, bad hombre, born for a storm, former Trump 2016-2020 spokesperson, former contributor, as I already mentioned, stevecortez.substack.com. So, Steve, I'm going to try to give you the floor to describe what managed decline is, the Chinese century. Seems like the U.S. government's trying to break with that. What happened there? You did an excellent analysis last week on Steve Bannon, where you laid out how they created these policies that have imploded things and where you see that going. And the key point you make is we've got to change course quickly. We don't have long. You've got the floor. Right. Thanks for joining us. Quantify that.
You bet, Alex. Thanks for having me. And you're right about the immediacy and the urgency of the situation. I do believe that we can course correct. I think that there is time, but that window is closing. The clock is ticking. Believe me, there will be a point very soon when we will not be able to reverse any longer and reclaim the kind of prosperity that should be the birthright of Americans. So let me put some numbers behind this. You know, when you talk about managed decline, because I don't want to just give you my opinion on where things are. Let's look at what the American people, how they view their own financial predicament, both right now and into the future. And the statistics on this, frankly, are just incredibly dire. And we're hitting all kinds of really unfortunate records, you know, some of them all-time records. CNBC, which is, you know, no friend of ours ideologically, right? Part of the MSNBC, NBC family. CNBC just put out a survey and asked Americans what they think of the current economic situation of the country and looking forward. The negative combination there was 69%. 7 out of 10 Americans have both a negative view now and looking forward. And CNBC itself was even honest enough to admit, rare moment of honesty and bluntness on that channel, was willing to admit that is the worst in the history of the survey. But that's not the only data point. Similar outlook, unfortunately, dour outlook from the Wall Street Journal and the University of Chicago. They've been doing a survey for 30 years asking Americans kind of big macro questions. And one of the fundamental questions is, do you believe your children will be better off than you are? And thankfully, through most of American history, that answer was always in the affirmative. Far more people said, yes, my kids are going to have a better life than I have. It started to flip a little over a decade ago, and it is now has flipped massively to the negative, where the survey just released by the Wall Street Journal shows 78% of the American people, 4 out of 5 Americans, say their children will not be better off than they are today. So the despondency right now is ubiquitous. It is spread throughout the American economy. Why? Well, because of what profligate spending, exorbitant borrowing and spending, what it has done to the United States, and because of the concerted policy attacks on the United States dollar. And let me get specific if I could about both of those points, because I think it's also crucial for us to recognize that this is a created crisis. This isn't bad luck, Alex. It's not just the business cycle. It's not just sort of the way of the world. These aren't secular trends over which we have no control. These are created crises at the behest and at the will of the ruling class of America. So let me be specific. On the inflation front, we had three-month Treasury yield, so very short-term money, three-month Treasury money. When Joe Biden took office, it was effectively three. It was nearly 0%. It was 0.1% to borrow money from the United States Treasury for 3 months. It is now over 5%. It has absolutely soared, catapulted higher. Alex, that's the highest level for three-month Treasury yield since 2007. Now, I'm sure I don't need to remind a lot of the folks in the audience what happened into 2007, 08, 09 with the housing crisis, what a spike in interest rates did to the American economy back then. Now, in 08 and 09, the risks primarily were in the residential housing market. There were far too many people taking on no-doc LIHR loans. Okay, that's where the risks
now, were. Now it's in commercial.
Now it's in commercial, exactly. And this is the point that I made, I think, when you and I were on back-to-back on Steve Bannon's show, and I covered this extensively in my newest article on my Substack, which I call The Syllabus of Economic Errors. Commercial real estate, CRE, is what the pros refer to it as, commercial real estate, that is where the risks lie now. Why? Because commercial real estate was based on two premises. Number one, sustained low interest rates. Well, that's gone, you know, as I just indicated regarding Treasury yields. Because of Biden's inflation, low interest rates are a thing of the past. We're in an entirely new inflationary interest rate regime. But then the other aspect is commercial real estate was highly levered because it was considered to be pretty safe, Alex, right? It was considered to be a relatively boring allocation for big institutional money. Why? Because people have to go to work, quite frankly, right? They needed a place. They needed office buildings to go to work. Well, all of that changed because of the unscientific, illegal, and draconian lockdowns of 2020. American workers were forced to work effectively, at least effectively enough, remotely, to work from home. At the same time, Alex, the BLM riots, and I don't think this gets enough attention, the economic ramifications of those riots, the BLM riots of 2020, that spread like wildfire across the cities of this country. They turned many city centers in America into places of violence, and that violence persists to this day. You know, if you don't believe me, walk around. I used to live in Chicago for many years. A lot of these very forces pushed me out of Chicago. I didn't feel like I had my family there safely anymore. You walk around the Chicago Loop, which is the downtown of Chicago, right now on a weekday, on a workday, and believe me, it is still a ghost town. Number one, people learn to work remotely. Number two, it's not safe. The only people you do see in downtown Chicago or downtown San Francisco are, frankly, sketchy characters. So good, hardworking citizens, for valid reasons, don't want to go there. What does that mean? Empty office towers. Office towers that are highly leveraged, that were based on low interest rates. So commercial real estate, we're already starting to see really significant cracks in this sector. And some of the folks out there might say, wait a second, Steve, I don't live in the city and I'm not invested in commercial real estate. Well, unfortunately, you're exposed whether you think so or not. Number one, you may be invested and not know it through your 401ks or other investment vehicles. But number two, it can have such widespread ramifications for the economy that it's going to impact you, just as in 08 and 09, maybe you were responsible with your mortgage, but it didn't matter. You suffered the economic fallout because so many others were not. Similarly, I think the situation sets up right now in commercial real estate. But the point is, you know, Alex, I think whether it's commercial real estate or other sectors, right now, the Biden administration is accelerating what has been a decades-long trend of destroying the American economy, destroying the American dollar, hollowing out the middle class of this country, and things are getting worse at an accelerating pace. In other words, the crash is intensifying right now. Corporate media is not going to tell you this. Certainly the Biden White House or the Fed aren't going to tell you this. But if you pay close attention, if you're willing to do your homework and study the actual economic metrics, I think it's getting increasingly obvious and blunt. And I would argue right now, you know, what's the first step toward fixing this? I would argue the first step is the Republicans in the House holding the line on the debt ceiling. That's not a silver bullet. It certainly doesn't solve every problem, but it's at least a beginning of a step toward a trajectory back to reasonable inflation and reclaiming prosperity for regular Americans.
I totally agree with you. So here's a, I say a microcosm, it's a huge issue, but you have India, Brazil, Russia starting to trade their oil in the Chinese currency. You have the State Department openly working against Bolsonaro and helping get the communist Lula back in. And then Lula runs immediately to get off the dollars. The State Department knew he was going to do that. So why are they putting people in power, helping people get in power, working with big tech to, you know, block Bolsonaro on Facebook and so many other venues so they could get that election, I believe, stolen? That right there is just another example of them doing everything they can to actually isolate, destroy America. I mean, to me, this is not being done by accident.
Yeah. No, listen, and I absolutely agree with you. I think some of it's incompetence. Some of it clearly is not. It is very concerted. Again, I hate to be this cynical, but I think it's the reality. The ruling class of the United States believes that it can profit so much on the way down for the United States that it does not care. It has no sense of patriotism about what it's doing to our society.
Elaborate on that.
Well, what I mean is, so listen, the elites of the United States, for example, let's take inflation, which I've been talking about, right? Like inflation, which is so punishing to working class Americans. Number one, there's a segment of elites who actually benefit from inflation. Why? Well, because they're the producers, for example, of resources. You know, generally, let's look at it this way. Really big business versus small business. Small business, generally, they are the purchasers of commodities, right? The commodities markets, things like energy, agribusiness, those are giant conglomerates, giant multinational conglomerates. The consumers of those goods who then sell them on to the public are generally small business. So small business is punished by inflation far more than big business. Some elements of big business actually do very well from inflation. And the C-suite executives of those firms then actually welcome higher inflation. And even for wealthy folks, for ruling class people who don't welcome inflation, let's face it, it doesn't change their life. Let me be specific here. If you're an investment banker at a very, very high level, somebody who makes a seven-figure income, it might annoy you that the grocery store trip is more expensive and that filling up your luxury SUV is more expensive, but it's not going to change your life. It just isn't materially. But for the single mom waitress who is struggling to get by, the recent rise in prices for the staples of life, for things like food and energy, is absolutely life-changing then, right? So number one, the pain points are incredibly different. But number two, I think what we have to realize is, look, every society will always have an elite class, a ruling class. It's just human nature, okay? In the past, I think the elite classes of the United States, number one, were more interchangeable. There was more dynamism, in other words. People would be rising.
And there was also an aristocratic understanding of you've got to empower the people because your money's not going to be worth anything if you live in a third world slum. And that's what I see Democrats doing in leftists in Europe. Their policies wreck things. Their kids get killed. Their kids are committing suicide. There's crime everywhere. And they've now crapped in their own nest in their power grab. So they get the power, but then they poison the well.
Exactly correct. Yes. Yeah. No. And that's, you know, my next point is, number one, there was more churn to what was the ruling class that doesn't really exist now, right? Because it's so hard for small business, for entrepreneurs to succeed.
Yeah. We have a permanent, decadent, out of control, disconnected elite who have broken with what Western elites did about building a stable system of chivalry so we'd have a stable system. Not that they were angels. These people have broken all the rules and gone back to barbarism. That's why I say globalism isn't some new great idea in this whole leftist movement. It's actually throwing out all the checks and balances that created civilization.
Yes. No, I think that's exactly correct. And to connect this globalist mentality back to finances and to the U.S. dollar. So, for example, why are we escalating a regional conflict, Slavic conflict in the Black Sea between the Ukraine and Russia? Two peoples who have hated each other since time immemorial and who probably will for centuries to come. If ever there was a conflict that doesn't involve a strategic U.S. national interest, it is this conflict. And yet the Biden administration continues to insist on massive American intervention and escalation of this conflict. What has been the economic fallout? It's not just that we're spending money we don't have. That's bad enough. Worse than that even is, and again, that's terrible, but even worse than that is that we are jeopardizing the primacy of the dollar. We are dethroning King Dollar. What has King Dollar meant to us? It meant that we were able to finance our exorbitant borrowing and spending at relatively tame rates, at reasonable rates. if the world loses its appetite for dollars, and that seems to be happening in a really fast pace, believe me, interest rates that seem high now will soon seem like they were low in the rear view mirror, meaning interest rates can skyrocket from here. The United States can become Argentina. I try to tell this to folks, please do not think that just because we have been the global superpower, both military and economically, that we cannot relatively quickly become a nation because of its debt that becomes poor.
Well, that's right. Pride go before a fall. For people that don't know average economics, you mentioned earlier, people say, I don't care if the stock market goes down, I'm not investing in it. It affects everything you do. And it's the same thing here. If we lose dollar hegemony, I don't think even my listeners who are really informed, I don't think I realize, because we never lived through this, or you realize how horrible it'll be. I mean, that's why inflation hasn't been that bad. People are still taking them. If we lost the dollar or even went down a peg, what would that look like?
Yeah, well, I think what it would look like, you know, I mentioned that we have the highest interest rates right now since 2007. I mean, look at those interest rates doubling again. You know, think of it this way. The way global capital markets work, the way the bond works market works with the United States, think of it like a bank, because that's essentially what the bond market is. So the bank is lending to the United States, if you think of the United States as a business. The business plan of the United States is garbage right now, okay? It just is. It's absolutely garbage, and it's getting worse. If the bank were being fully rational, the bank would say, just as it would with a business, if we're going to loan you money, we need way higher interest rates to compensate for the risks that your business entails. The reason that hasn't really happened to the United States yet is because we have this artificial advantage. Now, it's an artificial advantage that we earned, right? Because of our ancestors, because of their grit and their hustle, and because of the American military and our victories all over the world.
And because people wanted to come here, and we had all the inventions, and we were badass. We got all the brains in the world.
Amen. So we earned that advantage. Don't get me wrong. It wasn't luck. Okay. We earned the advantage of the entire world wanting to transact in U.S. dollars. And what I mean by that, too, in terms of dollar hegemony and being the prime, you know, the reserve currency, what it means is every important transaction in the world takes place in dollars, even if it doesn't involve the United States. So an oil deal previously between Saudi Arabia and China is done in United States dollars. Bank transfer between Korea and Japan, done in U.S. dollars. You can even look at the criminal element, drug deals all over the world, done, arms deals done in U.S. dollars. Any significant transaction is done in United States dollars. That is the definition, really, of a reserve currency. Before the U.S. years, it was the British pound. You know, that's where the phrase sound as a pound comes from. And
that's a key point. Time, after World War II, when the British lost world reserve currency, the empire went bye-bye. I mean, that's the greatest example we've got historically.
Exactly. And for the United States, it's not so much an empire of land, because we don't have that like the British did, but it is the economic empire, right, of the United States. It's the economic dominance of the United States.
And it was the cultural empire, because people aspired to it. By the left taking over our culture, the world's rejecting it. Again, all planned. It's planned. I mean, I get they're incompetent, but I mean, it is so planned to discredit us culturally. It is so planned to kill the dollar. They're doing everything they can. Let me ask you this, because you're a really smart guy. How do we, you said Congress has stopped the debt ceiling going up. What else can we do? I mean, this is just, we're like going over the edge of a cliff. It's totally insane. How do we stop it?
Yeah, well, the other thing is, and unfortunately, controlling only the House of Representatives right now, there's not much we can do yet on this score. But looking into the 2024 elections, we need a foreign policy of realism and restraint. One of the best ways that we can preserve the stability and the primacy of the U.S. dollar is to stop our reckless foreign policy. Number one, stop the needless intervention. Stop the escalations, right? I believe if the United States stopped financing this war in Ukraine, a negotiated settlement could be reached in a matter of hours, perhaps, certainly within a matter of days. So that would be one thing, okay? And it would be very important. Secondly, and I think you were at least touching on this point, United States foreign policy, other than just escalation of war, one of the other driving strategies, unfortunately, of U.S. foreign policy right now is trying to give the rest of the world a lecture on supposed American values. And I say supposed because they're certainly not values that we have ever considered to be bedrock American values. They are secular, humanist, radical ideologies, things like transitioning children and trying to force the adoption of gay marriage on the entire world. Okay, we're giving the world lectures rather than operating based on American interests. And it matters not just because it's nonsensical and unethical, Alex. It matters because it further convinces the world to turn away from the United States in all ways, including economically so. We are practically begging the world to try to form non-dollar alternatives right now. And guess what? So far, they are moving that direction. You know, let me be specific here. The fact that Beijing and Moscow have now achieved an increasingly close alliance is staggering, right? And it is a massive threat to the United States. For 50 years, since Richard Nixon went over to Beijing, for 50 years, one of the bedrock principles of American foreign policy has been preventing a Sino-Soviet or Sino-Russian alliance against the United States. And we did that successfully for a half century until Joe Biden. He is now practically begging these two anti-American powers to get married. And so far, they are. And what are they
doing? And why do you think the big think tanks are advising him to do that?
Well, look, number one, they don't believe in America. They truly are ashamed of and don't believe in American power as projected in previous decades because it was based on Western civilization. It was based on Judeo-Christian principles that they simply abhor. So I think that's one aspect. And then the other aspect, again, though, is to get more sort of crass about it, is that they want to profit on the way down, and they don't care about the end consequences because there's such enormous capital to be acquired for them, for relatively small groups of people. You know, for example, selling out American workers to China, it's been horrible for the United States, particularly for heartland America, but it's been magnificent for a relatively small group of people. If you're an executive at a place like Nike, okay, selling out to China has been fantastic for you.
And those are the middlemen that President Trump talked about. So in the 3 minutes we have left, what is the timetable? You say not much more time to do this. I see it as somewhat heartening that there is an awakening to the Confucian societies, the Chinese communist infiltration, and you know, more and more we're aligning militarily against China, but they've still got their agents everywhere. I mean, if the globalists were for selling us out to China, having a managed decline, are they now trying to just have a governor on our decline? They're mad that China wants it right now, or are they wanting to parlay better sweetheart middleman deals for themselves?
Yeah, well, you know, hard to say which it is, but I would say in terms of the timing, Alex, look, I don't think we have much past the 2024 elections, right? And it's almost a cliche to say the most important election of our life, right? Every political operative says that every election. But truly, we're at the precipice, economically, culturally, in other ways, foreign policy, we're at the edge of a cliff. And if we can't rein this back in 2024, I don't see how it's possible. And so I hope that as bad as things are, and listen, my message generally, and I think this is because of the data and evidence, not my opinion, my message, let's face it, is pretty dire. It's pretty pessimistic. On the other hand, I'm not saying this just to be an agent of doom and gloom. I want to encourage people that the hour is not yet too late. It is late, but it is not yet too late. And in my view, my projection is that the 24 election is the last chance for us to reclaim this republic, to reclaim it back from the oligarchs, from the globalists, and from this terrible, terrible, unfortunate economic slide, which has been inflicted upon the American people right now and which has caused such despondency among the masses. Again, not by my estimation, but by their own reality that they're experiencing in their lives, their own pessimism. But if I can add one more quick thing in there, declining longevity, yet another terrible metric that tells us far too many Americans are dying deaths of despair, are not living productive, healthy lives.
We're literally dying. We got about a minute left. And please come back soon to talk about what an American collapse would look like with different permutations, or what an American renaissance and rebirth could look like. Steve Cortez, very impressive. SteveCortez.substack.com. Incredible articles. You got 50 seconds to finish up.
Hey, I appreciate you having me here. You know, and again, while my message is largely very pessimistic and very negative, I do believe that we can reclaim it. And by the way, I believe we have to reclaim it, because, you know, we could talk more next time about this. But in terms of what does it look like, an American crash, here's the reality, Alex. There is no other America. Okay. There's no safety valve. There's no place else that we can go to escape to. The people of Europe, of Latin America were able to escape to here. There is no next place. We have to save this place. This is it. And we should also save her because we love her, but also because we have no alternative.
Absolutely. Well said. And look at the lockdowns. We were bad, but we were the best country in the world against the lockdowns. All right, Steve Cortez, amazing. God bless you, and thank you so much. SteveCortez.substack.com. Thank you so much. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Turbo Force is back. Sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy. They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says InfoWars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication. It takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, Back and Stop, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
Every time I talk to you, you're either like on the border exposing the cartels and like coming under fire, or you're on the streets of some American city hanging out with drug addicts and criminals, and now you've gone to ground zero of a massive chemical spill. Are you addicted to the danger, Savannah? Have you ever considered that for a second?
No, I'm addicted to helping my fellow Americans. I'm addicted to spreading the truth. And again, I have InfoWars to thank for that. Looking back on the day, I was able to ask President Donald Trump two questions. I was so grateful because, I truly was classically trained under Alex Jones and under the InfoWars team. And I really do credit that as to why I'm able to, get these types of clips, because Alex's whole mentality was, go where the story is, go where the mainstream media refuses to. So it's not that I'm addicted to the insanity. I'm just addicted to telling the truth and helping the American people. And I really do credit Alex for, really instilling that within me early on in my career.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're covering the news and taking your calls for the rest of the broadcast today. Very honored and blessed to be here. I want to thank the listeners for keeping us on air. I noticed a lot of the callers, loaded phone lines, want to talk about the SpaceX explosion. Any rocket program that is advanced and that is groundbreaking is going to have these explosions. And I'm not here to defend, I'm not an apologist for Elon Musk, but they have one of the most successful rocket programs out there. This was the heaviest rocket they ever tried to put into space, first time, and it blew up. We'll show you some B-roll of that on screen right now. But the left now hates Musk, and they're saying, oh, it's a metaphor for he's going down. No, you don't achieve anything great. And let's show the liftoff of the rocket, too. Guys, pull up liftoff of SpaceX. SpaceX giant rocket explodes minutes after launch from Texas. Our own Michael Zimmerman was down there to watch it. He's a big SpaceX fan. SpaceX's giant new rocket exploded minutes after blasting off Thursday on its first test flight and crashed the Gulf of Mexico. But that's how they get the data. Usually within three flights, they're successful. Then they'll do like 10 or 20 flights before one blows up. Elon Musk's company was aiming to send the nearly 400-foot, 120-meter Starship rocket on a round-the-world trip from the southern tip of Texas to the Mexican border. It carried no people or satellites. Images show multiple engines weren't working on the 33-engine rocket as it climbed from the launch pad, reaching as high as 24 miles or 39 kilometers in the air before it blew up. And again, this is fascinating, as I think I sent you the clip of its first liftoff, because you can even see during the first liftoff some of the rockets aren't firing. The flight pad had called for the booster to peel away from the spacecraft minutes after liftoff, but that didn't happen. The rocket began to tumble and then explode 4 minutes into flight, plummeting into the Gulf of Mexico. After separating, the spacecraft was supposed to continue east and attempt to circle the world before crashing in the Pacific Ocean near Hawaii. Throngs of spectators watched the southern Padre Island, several miles away from the Boca Chica Beach launch site, which was off limits. As it lifted off, the crowd seemed to go, 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 baby. Musk, in a tweet, called it an exciting test launch for Starship. Learned a lot for the next test launch in a few months. Yeah, that's what this is. So people freaking out about it and all this, saying, oh, look, you know, it sucks. Elon Musk sucks. You know, he has the most successful space program on the planet right now, the biggest heavy lifters in the world. And this one is even bigger than the biggest heavy lifter he launched last year into space. So hats off to all the folks involved in that situation on 420. Yeah, there is your liftoff video. I'm going to show the liftoff. I'm just obsessing on that. Even when we're taking calls, just find the liftoff. There we go. Look at that. So there it is in South Texas, beautiful area. You know, these are one of the things I want to go watch. But I just have been so busy that I have not ever gone and watched one of the launches. I love the people online that say it's fake and the world's flat, and that these aren't real launches. My friends and family have gone and watched it with their own cell phones and videotaped it. Yes, that's real, ladies and gentlemen, and that's happening. All right. I know we got loaded phone lines. Kathy, Jose, Emmerich, Kenesha, Rhonda, Laszlo, Amber, Dorlita, Benny. We're going to be getting to all of your calls. But let me talk about something else that's blown up. Woke ESPN to begin layoffs next week as part of Disney cost-cutting efforts because their woke pedophile movies have blown up their face. Yes, Get Woke, Go Broke is real, despite what they claim. Just look what happened to Anheuser-Busch with the Bud Light fiasco. Breaking, BuzzFeed news to shut down. On Thursday, BuzzFeed News announced it would be shutting down with CRO Edgar Hernandez, the COO, leaving the company as layoffs are announced. And it's going to be completely shutting down, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go to your calls, but let me just say this right now. We're not funded with $400 million a year like BuzzFeed. We operate on $30 million a year. And that's with all the servers and satellite uplinks and legal and cost. We just need you to get products you already need at InfoWarsStore.com. All these products will blow you away. The t-shirts, the books, the films, the Real Red Pill Plus that literally activates your body's own endocrine systems and is very close to the fountain of youth. It's 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. DNA Force is already sold out. We need to change that banner up there. We also have Turbo Force, the highest quality 10-hour clean energy with key amino acids and other compounds. They give you focused mental clarity for 10 hours on average. InfoWarsStore.com, it's discounted. Ultimate Krill Oil, the highest quality CBD oil, 50% off what you'll find anywhere else. Third-party groups have tested, say it's the highest grade. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We're funded by you, not by the establishment. We're changing the world. We don't want to go down like the rest of the people that serve the system. We've been independent. It's why, despite all the attacks, we're still on air, because we're not mercenaries. We're working for humanity because that's God's directive to us. So get a copy of The Great Reset, signed or unsigned. Get an Alex Jones for President shirt to trigger libtards and meet like-minded people. Get a President Trump mugshot. The ads say it's pre-order. It's all shipping. It's here. InfoWarsStore.com or 888- 800-253-3139. The t-shirts are in. Get them today. All right, let's do this. Let's go ahead and start going to your calls. I appreciate everybody holding. Let's talk to Kathy in Florida. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I got turned on to you during COVID, and you are one of my go-tos for information, and I appreciate that, and just keep on going.
Back
and
at
I will
you.
Vote for you for president.
Well, I mean, it's a fun shirt. The crew had the idea for it, and it's a nice campaign shirt. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, first off, I want to tell people about something that's happening to my mom. She's in her 80s. She has a loop in her that monitors her heart. And then she also has a pacemaker. Well, several of my siblings have new cars, and she has gotten in them and gone to the doctors or wherever, and her heart has started racing, and she can tell what it is because of the loop. So she's able to read what her heart is racing up to, and she had to have my brother pull over and
by the way, what you're saying is so incredible, and I'm going to give you the floor, but this is so important. I have a family member that was a motorcycle accident. They have a brain chip, and when they get around high-tech electronics, it messes them up. And it's absolutely true that pacemakers have been having problems forever, but it's getting worse and worse. And you're saying she has an app, I know about it, she can look at it and actually see that it's on a loop, and it's when she gets in the car that's all 5G interconnected. So tell me more about this.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And so it happened to her several times. And finally, the last time when she finally was realizing something, she didn't know what it was, but my brother pulled over. She got out the car. They stood outside for a little bit, and then her heart went back. So she did get two of the shots. She didn't get any boosters. She either got Moderna or Pfizer. So I don't know if it's something, the graphene oxide, or what could be in there.
Well, that's what the experts say, is it creates a reactive substance in the blood to electronics and magnifies electric fields. Absolutely.
Right. So is this what's causing a lot of accidents, that people are driving and maybe they don't have a pacemaker?
They have record levels of pilots having heart attacks and blood clots. It's in the news. I mean, this stuff is part of a massive experiment.
And people have to know, and are the doctors, why aren't the doctors saying something? I know they have to realize by now, you know, what's going on. Why aren't people speaking out? Also, on that note about the shots, Rand Paul, I recall seeing something about Rand Paul that Trump had said or Rand Paul had said, and I do like Rand Paul, but I remember seeing something where supposedly he advised Trump that, yeah, the shots were good, that they were safe and all that.
Yes, he did.
So I know y'all have been like, oh, Rand Paul, but, you know, Rand Paul.
No, I said, I think on Monday, Rand Paul's wrong about these shots, and I'm sick of it.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's an eye doctor. Why was he advising about the shots? But the other issue that I was calling about was here in the Panhandle, I like to do thrifting. It's just fun. I can afford to go to other places, but I like to thrift, too. You know, it's just fun. And I'm noticing a lot of Spanish-speaking people, like a ton. And I feel like that they're illegal because...
Let me comment on that. Thank you. Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on Earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is, you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
I intend to take the InfoWars armored truck out, or the InfoWars tank, as it's so lovingly called. So you came through yesterday and shopped at InfoWarsStore.com, so I'm going to be able to take the truck out.
Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil's better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. Krill oils is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Humanity is in a fight for its very life. And InfoWars, for decades, has been at the very forefront of the fight for a pro-human future. We can't stay on air without your help, and I want to thank you all for your past support. And I want to encourage those of you that have never bought products at InfoWarsStore.com to go there and experience how amazing these products really are. Ultimate Bone Broth, finally sold out for over 2 years, back in stock. Real Red Pill Plus, simply amazing. Nitric Boost, what it does for your heart and cardiovascular, critical. All these products like Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil, Supermel Vitality, they're all available and in stock, ready to ship to you right now on InfoWarsStore.com. And the final 1,200 signed copies of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and I'm not going to sign any more after that, are exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com as well. In the last month, I got a little busy, so I didn't sign the books. We didn't have them for sale. But now, I signed the last books. You can get them right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Let's go straight back to your phone calls. Rhonda in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yes, hello.
Welcome.
Well, thank you so much. I want to thank you for giving us all a voice out there where we have none in our communities or in our country. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you are welcome. I've been trying to reach you on this thought right here. Everyone seems, even your last guest, was saying, you know, 2024 is our last chance as far as the election and our country goes, and that's a frightening thought. Let's hope we make it to 2024 at this point, right?
Yes.
But so therefore, we should all be praying for discernment in our decisions if we're going to make a decision, which we need to. So something that I cannot let go of and I cannot unhear, and that was right after the 2016 presidential election, Trump was elected, and Henry Kissinger, who was the former National Security Advisor and Secretary of State, all those things we know, was being interviewed on CBS Face the Nation. And he was asked, of course, being quizzed about Trump, and what do you think? And, oh, no, what are the consequences going to be? And some of his quotes, and you can go back and look at those, and I don't have them verbatim, but I know he was talking about how Trump is a phenomenon and that foreign countries haven't ever seen this and that one could imagine something new and remarkable. He used all these terms. And then at the end, he said, I'm not saying it will. I'm saying it's an extraordinary opportunity. And those were the words of Henry Kissinger right after the election.
And he said the same thing on CNBC after Obama was elected. He's a great chance for the New World Order. He's a great opportunity.
Yes, yes. So I can't unhear that, and we need to remind ourselves of those things. And then you follow that with, you know, the first 3 years of a Trump presidency, and he's getting the economy revving, and people have got a little more money in their bank account, and they're getting energized and excited and feeling good about things and feeling hopeful about things. And like, we've cleaned up some messes. However, right at the end of the first term, all of a sudden he shrinks behind. I'll never forget the press conference. He comes to the podium. He says, oh, my goodness, you know, we have this global pandemic, and I'm going to step aside now and turn this over to Mike Pence. It's like, wait a minute, what? And he turns it over to Mike Pence. He walks up. And then these other two people who most Americans had never heard of, Anthony Fauci and Deborah Burke. So the three amigos come to the forefront, and Trump just kind of shrinks to the back of the whole scene. And he's not one who seems to like to give up power, okay? But he did. He shrank right behind them until they laid out all the plans and what was going to happen and what's happening. And then he finishes it up with the warp speed bioweapon. And I just can't seem to let that go. I don't know that just...
No, I think you perfectly said it. And there's a lot of reasons you could have done that. I'm not going to make excuses for Trump. The situation's a mess. But they're going to give us a choice between Joe Biden, who can't even talk, and Trump. And there's a larger psyop here. And I don't even know if Trump knows he's part of it.
Does he know or does he not know? And that's where I just cannot... I cannot square this. I just don't know. I mean, you know, you have to remember Trump was recorded there, you know, during the campaign. They were talking about that little remark he made about, oh, I could go out. Hey, I could go out on, what was it, Times Square or whatever, and fire a shot down the street and people would still love me. So was he used as a tool to, you know, just get these people to be willfully following him, like, woo-hoo, you know?
No, and I think you've raised some really big pertinent points we should discuss. Thank you. Amazing call, Rhonda. All right, Emmerich in FEMA Region 2. So I guess that's somewhere on the East Coast. Go ahead, Emmerich.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
So I want to talk about the SpaceX, but actually first I just want to follow up on the previous caller. The one thing on Trump that always makes me skeptical is the Simpsons, how they showed him, they foreshadowed him in 2000 being the president. So I like him, but that there makes me a little bit skeptical. But I wanted to talk about Greg Reese's recent report. It's April 20th, and I don't think it's a coincidence that they're sending a message to Musk today. So Greg stopped a little bit short in his report of illustrating the pentagram of blood that can be drawn from connecting all the dots of the 19th and 20th. From New York, you can draw lines to Waco. You can draw lines to New Orleans. You can draw lines through Oklahoma City that connect.
Well, listen, not everybody, most people watching or listening did not see his report from 2 days ago. And so let me just set the table here. The peak season of satanic blood sacrifice is upon us. He points out all the big global terror attacks and deep state events on April 19th, April 20th. And so you're trying to tie it in to the Musk rocket. I'm not saying you're wrong, but now folks know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
Yep. So and I want to give you another term, too, to better describe these guys. The glocialists, I believe, were sending him a message because they weren't happy with him, you know, going to their world summit and telling them that it's not a good idea. So there's been a video out on YouTube since 2010. I was watching it back then. It connects all these dots and it draws a pentagram of blood. It was actually, that video was on YouTube, and I think you can probably, if you type in NWO pentagram of blood, you can see all the dots.
NWO pentagram of blood, and what it shows, the locations, and then draws lines between them?
Correct. It shows a Masonic, the I'm blanking out here, but you'll see. If you
a Masonic compass?
There. Compass, correct. Yes, yes. And it connects all the dots. It was actually before the Gulf oil spill, and it said to look for occurrences in the Gulf of Mexico as well. But, yeah, so I think that they are sending a message to Musk that they're not happy with them. By, I mean, it's April 20th, so.
Well, you know, it's easy. And look, it looks like Blade Runner. You've got the engines from below and some of the engines failing. I mean, that is just amazing. But, you know, we know a lot of these newer rocket tests, they fail. So the fact that he chose 420, you can say that's, you know, the marijuana celebration days. You can say it was about that. But definitely the globalists like to do a lot of public rituals. There's a lot of weirdness going on. I really appreciate your call, Emmerich. Thank you. Let's go to Amber in Ohio. Thank you for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. My call has, I have a couple different topics, but they'll kind of all tie together in the end. But have you ever heard of Jonathan Kahn? He's a rabbi and an author.
Refresh my memory.
Well, as a child, he was a complete atheist. He had very Jewish parents, but like completely wasn't buying it. And then in his teens had a couple like life or death situations. And in those moments called out to God and then swore that because he was saved in like non-livable situations that.
Yeah. I mean, I'd heard the name. Thanks for, so he's a Messianic Jew.
Yeah. Well, he writes these books and he links things that like, one of the things is when we legalized abortion, but he links that like to the date of when something happens bad, like as a warning to America saying like, hey, you turned away from me, you pushed me out of your life and you're not living godly. And because of that, like, I mean, in the Bible, he says, if you turn away from me, which we did in government and religion, or not religion, but church used to be together and schooling and church and all the things, like you push me out of your life, I will let evil come in. And there's moments of time that this has happened before, but
oh, there's no doubt that we are going into bondage. There is no doubt that we're being, God is allowing us to be put into bondage. The hedge of protection is being lowered.
Well, I don't, on top of that, so I recently, I've read the Bible and never was a big churchgoer, but it's seen all the negative and how it's not necessarily like the word preached. It's depending on who your pastor is, what you get out of it. But prophets are a big part of the Bible, and there are prophets of today that I didn't realize until very recently. And they're all the ones that are like, I don't want to say well-known because not a lot of people even realize that they're still a thing, but they're all saying the same things are about to happen and they don't necessarily know each other. And they're, I mean, I can give some names at the end, but I'm not here to promote prophets. They're all saying the same things are going to take place and that, it's pretty much we're waiting for the church to wake up, like as the body of Christ, to wake up and to speak out against it, to pray against it, to shout down the evil. Like that's always been our job.
That's right. God's waiting for us to stand up and ask God for help and for us to take action because God helps those that help themselves. Really great call. Thank you, Amber. Hour number three. Your calls are straight ahead in 2 minutes. And I got a bunch of other news we haven't broken yet. Coming up, but yes, yes, Satan's been given control of the planet. They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024, it's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees.
I know one thing we can't debate. That's that there's good and evil in this world, and that we are living in incredibly exciting times right now. To the place I call home.
I belong. West Virginia. Mountain Mama.
Tanisha, thanks for calling. Thanks for being here. Go ahead, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? It's an honor to talk to you.
Honor to talk to you.
I had a question about the, thank you. I had a question about the digital currency. Being that everything is going digital and everything, coming from a person that don't really know too much about the crypto, the Bitcoin, the Ethereum, the Dogecoin, things like that, what do you think is what do you feel is a solution to a person that don't want to, you know, go to the digital currency and everything like that?
The solution is keep cash and say no digital currency, because the digital currency is all a world currency. It looks like it's a regional one, but it's all run by the UN, run by the private banks, and it tracks everywhere you go and what you do and controls you and controls us all. And so we expose it and we say no to it. Just on the Fourth Amendment, how it tracks what you do and where you go, it's super bad. So they're killing the old currency to bring in the new currency. So I would get barter systems. I would, when stores stop taking cash, say, I'm not doing business with you. That's a whole big discussion there. And the good news is we put it on the radar. It's a big issue now with folks in governments around the world trying to block this.
Right. So do you think, you know, we should invest more in the Bitcoin, cryptos and stuff like that? Like, and if so, which one are you considering, you know, that would be stand up against everything, you know?
Well, I'll be completely honest with you. If you go back like 10, 11 years ago, I've been promoting gold the whole time I was on air. When I first started promoting gold, it was $300 an ounce. When I stopped promoting it, it was almost $2,000 an ounce. And I said, gold's still the way to go. So silver, but they're about to artificially, with naked short, suppress it. So I didn't promote gold for about 7 years. Then about 3 years ago, when gold was at its bottom or so, 4 years ago, I began to say it's good again. I think it's only going to go up for the foreseeable future. As for the cryptocurrencies, I think Bitcoin is the platinum standard. It's been driven way down, and who knows what will happen to it. But I think anything you invest in, it should be a wide spectrum of things so your eggs aren't in one basket. But I'm not about to try to give you advice, Kanisha, because I'm not invested in any of it because all my funds are into fighting the globalists. So it's a very, very complex issue.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Anything else?
No, sir. You really answered my question. Thank you a lot.
Thank you. I would make your main investment being close to friends and family and people you can trust and your relationship with God and taking care of your children and realize this whole system's going down. So I get into gardening. I would get into stockpiling essential medicines. I'd be ready for a new virus to be released. I'd get ready for lockdowns again. We're fighting new lockdowns. We're fighting the digital currency, but we're also exposing what it'll do if it comes in. So we're trying to stop it. We also have to get ready for it to come in. But let me tell you, here's the bad news and the good news. This new world order takeover is designed to consolidate and collapse society. So it's designed to kill people and break things down. It's not going to go that long. It's a weapon to bring down civilization. So there really isn't any way if they get it into place to thrive within it, unless you're already out in the country surrounded by a bunch of people that know exactly what's going on. Well, the Amish already did that 300 years ago. They're already pre-positioned. And I don't think they're going to be safe. I don't think any of us are safe. I don't think we get out of this. I think most of us, when this is all over, are going to be dead at a doornail. But here's the good news. These bodies are just a symbol of our spirit, the third dimension. So I'm not trying to be gloom and doom. I actually know that God's real. But I mean, look, they're passing laws to take kids away from parents at age 5 and sterilize them. The government's gone. The country's gone. We may still fix it, but we're up against real evil, and only God in our hearts and our souls can be the antidote to that. I'm going to play a few clips about digital currency. When we come back, they'll go back to your call. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I think they think it's such a formidable opponent that he can't be beaten. I mean, that's a self-fulfilling prophecy unless we stand up. So, and I think the threats that our democracy faces now with the digital ID, the potential digital currency. We could see a banking crisis coming and developing over the summer, probably going to culminate around about October. The WHO treaty, the changes to the WHO international health regulations. You know, we could be living in a very vastly different world very shortly after coming out of the lockdown. I mean, certain voices, very important international voices, said that, you know, things are not going to be the same again. Well, I quite like them going back to being, you know, having freedom and going about our lives and not scaring my constituents to death and worrying about government, worrying about the things that need to be sorted out and let the people get on with their lives. I think we've moved to a parliament, Brian, where we have a parliament. It's not even a government. It's a whole parliament that appear to pass legislation and inflict things on the people. I came into parliament to make laws to make people's lives better, not to inflict things upon them. And I think we've forgotten who we work for. We're not their masters. We are the servants of the people. And I think my colleagues need to remember that. And perhaps we need to be reminded of it.
Thank you very much for that very heartfelt statement there. Very last thing, you've got the UK column audience in UK and I know in a great many places overseas. What can our audience do to help you? What do you think the public can do to help?
I hope that some of them would follow me on Twitter at A Bridgen. But the most important thing to do is wherever you are in the world is to get in touch with your elected representatives. Make it clear you want these issues debated and discussed. Raise your concerns about things like digital ID, digital currency, and
So that's Andrew Breggin, member of parliament that's been exposing the poison vaccines and more, saying we have to defeat this and we will defeat the global digital ID. It's the same fight everywhere. I want to go back to calls, but here's a well-known civil rights activist going back 50 years, Bob Woodson, on Dr. Phil, explaining what reparations really are. But let's be clear. They offer people trillions of dollars. You're never going to get it. Like when Biden said, okay, I'm going to forgive your student loans. He signs the executive order and then pulls it back. Okay, we can't get reparations, but if you're black, you get everything at a 10% discount. Do you really think the New World Order is doing that because they care about you? Do you really think that? No, it's about getting us all in a tracking system and a database, and they're going to withdraw that quickly. It's a bait and switch. You accept it, you get a discount for 6 months, and then after that, you're a total slave no matter what color you are, because everybody gets the number. Everybody gets the social credit score. And that's how they're bringing us in. Oh, if you're poor, you get cheaper energy costs as they cut off all the energy production, which makes it skyrocket. So it triples in price, and then you get a 20% discount because you're black or you're gay. It's look, guys, go to YouTube and type in mouse, getting caught in mousetrap. I mean, do you think when my grandma used to have mice running around her house, when she'd go to bed at 10 o'clock at night, she'd lay a few out on the floor and put a piece of cheese on there? You think my grandma liked the mice? No, she's going to kill their ass. And she'd get there, and I'd be about to go to bed. Oh, Meemaw, will you read me a story? You're already supposed to be in bed. Alex already read you 5 stories. Hold on, what are you doing? I remember her sitting there cutting up the pieces of cheese and setting those traps. Then I get up at 6 a.m. She's in there cooking biscuits and gravy and spoiling my ass. And I'd go look in the trash can. There'd be a couple dead mice with their necks broken. And that's what the social credit score is, the universal basic income, and reparations are. If black people think the New World Order is going to give you trillions of dollars, I got a bridge I want to sell you. But they're not going after the black people. They're going after everybody. And they know the average white person's like, well, okay, I guess I'll pay taxes because, you know, I'm Polish and my grandma moved here and Poles never owned slaves, but it doesn't matter. I agree. Did you know that 2% of the South owned slaves in 1865? Well, that's the number. Nobody owned slaves in the North. Fully 10% of slave owners were black. I'm not saying black people are to blame. But I've read history books, and I've gone and seen the historical markers where my family is from in East Texas, Freestone County, Limestone County. They got famous markers of one of the precursors of the cotton gin. Eli Whitney didn't invent it. A black guy did. And there was a rich, I read about it, I forget his name, a rich black guy that invented the cotton gin, and then he ended up having like 1,000 slaves. And the point is they weren't like in the movies, and I'm not defending slavery with bull whips, cracking people. That went on in some places, but it was just like they lived there. So that's the reality. Not defending the institution, but you get rid of apartheid and bring in the New World Order that's even worse. You got to have a replacement that's good. It's like they're destroying the old system and bringing in the New World Order. The old system's got a bunch of problems. I'm not even defending it, but we don't want something way worse. So it's just, I mean, there's slavery going on in the Middle East right now, in Africa. Do we blame all black people? It's preposterous. But most people immigrated here after the 1880s. That's when the big immigration came. Most white people, but if you got an Italian last name or a Polish last name or a Russian last name or a Czechoslovakian last name, none of your ancestors ever had a black slave. 2% of the people in the South had them. The idea that you're going to pay if your father murdered somebody when you were 3 years old, do you then pay reparations when you're 25 to their family? Your daddy, hypothetically, robs a bank, shoots people. He got your mother pregnant. He didn't even live with her. You don't even know who your dad is. You later learn, though, your dad, Bill Smith or Bob Jones or whatever his name is, murdered a cop, a security guard at a bank. And then you learn when you're 35 years old, well, the family, because your father killed him, now gets reparations, half your paycheck. You'd be like, I don't know my father. I didn't shoot the cop. What the hell are you talking about? The idea that you're guilty generationally because of what somebody in your far-off ancestry did when the records aren't even clear is insane. It's absolutely nuts. It's crazy. I'll go to break and play this clip and go back to your calls, but I actually read a bunch of history books. It's so interesting about slavery here and in the Caribbean, where it was really hardcore. It was bad everywhere, obviously. But you know why the white people didn't like black people? On average? Because there was a lot of... They hated the plantations because they could produce food better and undercut them at market. And so they hated the plantation owners and they hated the black slaves. Because if you went to a white sharecropper or white indentured servant camp, in many cases they were worse. That's not defending slavery. It's not defending sharecropping. I mean, go watch The Grapes of Wrath, folks. That's based on real stuff went on in the Depression in the 1930s in the U.S. when there was the Dust Bowl in North Texas and Oklahoma and Missouri, and all those people had to move out west, and they were slaves. They couldn't get enough food to eat for years. And if you made one wrong crack, they just shoot your ass. That stuff goes on throughout history, and it's wrong. But people don't know history. Look it up. 2% of Southerners owned slaves in the middle of the Civil War, at the beginning of the Civil War. 2%. 2%. And the plantations with the big mansions and all that money, you think you're some poor white family barely got out there on a wagon train from some New York slum? And you're working your hands to the bone every day trying to grow enough food to eat, and people ride by in six horse-drawn carriages and all these workers and all these people, and then you see black slaves dressed better than you were. Not black, better than black slaves. They people were pissed. And so it was class envy, because at the bottom of the Southern culture was poor white farmers and black people, and the plantation owners played them off against each other.
1776 Testosterone Boost is back in stock. It is a private label of the number one best-selling natural testosterone booster on the market. It does incredible things for men, but women also love it. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to experience this product for yourself. I never have any issues in the libido department, but it's always good to supercharge it and take it to the next level. And I'm just going to tell you, bottom line, my wife is blown away. I am a Tyrannosaurus Rex in the sheets. And I'm telling you, at 49, I've got more energy in that department than I had when I was 18. And I owe it all to 1776 Testosterone Boost, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's also great for your muscles, your body, your energy, your workouts. Get 1776 Testosterone Boost at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Right now, I'm not talking to the viewers and listeners that have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten the great products that enrich your life, that empower your immune system and your body, and keep us on air. I am humbly, hat in hand, talking to the viewers and listeners that have tuned in, many of you for years, and never gone to InfoWarsStore.com. We know the vast, 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 vast majority of you never actually go to InfoWarsStore.com and never experience these great products and never find the operation. Sure, you share a link, you share an article, you tell folks about the show. That's great, and I thank you. But we need funds to operate. Plus, we've got really great products that do amazing things for people, like our CBD oil and our Fizzy Magnesium and our Sleep Aid and our Nitric Oxide and our Real Red Pill Plus. All of these are really great products that keep us on air. Plus, you're missing out on having these products. So get off the bench, get in the game, step to the plate, and go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these great InfoWars products at InfoWarsStore.com. There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication, it takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, Back in Stock, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back. Alex Jones here. I want to go to Orlita and others and Vinny here in just a moment. You've been patiently holding. But since I get into slavery, and we're talking about this, about to play this Bob Woodson clip, a well-known civil rights activist and author, he tries in just 2 minutes to educate Dr. Phil and the other guests. It doesn't seem to work too well. I'm not going to play the whole 10-minute clip because they just jump on him. Not Phil, but the other guest. But just imagine this idea. Talk about slavery. Because you're white, you're going to pay me reparations because I'm black, but they're never going to pay you that money. The globalists are going to create these taxes and regulations and steal it all. Let me ask the black community this. This is what Bob Woodson brings up in like 10 seconds. He's not defending segregation. He's not defending that. He says, before the civil rights movement, we were doing better. We owned our own banks, our own restaurants, our own businesses, our own hotels, our own systems, because we knew we were being oppressed, and we decided to overcome it. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger, Friedrich Nietzsche. And blacks had lower illegitimacy in 1950 than whites. And in comes LBJ in the 1960s, and within one generation, 80% illegitimacy, crime in the streets, breakdown of society, and it's happened to every community. This is a plan. And that was a free money, free welfare. Don't have a man in the house, we'll give you $500 a month for each kid. What did that create? Hell on earth. Because the babies are real nice till they're about 10 years old. Then there's no men. All there is gang members to lead them. The globalists knew exactly what they were doing. They're social engineers. So here's the short clip from Dr. Phil.
You say you don't support reparations. Why not?
Not everybody suffered equally. I mean, when you go into slavery, it's much more complex than are white people were the oppressors and black people were the victims. If you dissect it, you will find there were about 3,700 free blacks who owned 12,000 slaves, black slaves. The question is, do the descendants of those free blacks who owned black slaves, do they pay? Blacks really benefited more the first 100 years after slavery than we have in the last 50 years. I was born in 1937 during the Depression. Everyone in my small, low-income black community, 98% of the households had a man and a woman raising children. Elderly people could walk safely in that community without fear of being assaulted by their grandchildren. Never heard a gunfire during that time. Never heard of a child being shot to death in the crib. But there are 50 children today who have been shot and killed in our cities. If you're talking about remedies, we've got to look beyond saying that every solution has to have a winner and a loser, that blacks can only benefit if whites lose. We have to be defined more than just victims of oppression. When whites were at their worst, blacks were at their best. When we were denied access to hotels, we built our own. We have to communicate to our people the history of how they achieved in the face of oppression. But if we continue to sit back and say all of the challenges that we face in out of wedlock versus the violence, that somehow white the control of that is in the hands of white America. And therefore, until white people change, there's nothing that we can do. This sets up a terrible situation for this nation. The big crisis facing America is not racial. It is a moral and spiritual freefall that is consuming our children. The highest death rate among black families is homicide. Among Silicon Valley, the highest level of suicide, 6 times the national average. In Appalachia, their prescription drugs. And so if we are to address this crisis that is causing our children to lack a sense of personal responsibility or value for their own life, they will take their own life or take someone else's. So in order to address that, we must come together and look beyond race and realize America is drowning because it's in a moral and spiritual freefall. None of us should be defined by the worst of what we were in the past, but we should be defined by what we want to become in the future. And that people are motivated to change when you give them a vision of victories that are possible, not constantly reminding them of injuries to be avoided.
Beautiful. And I'm going to play the rest of where they attack him. Just, you know what the left says. So that was all true. I want that guy on the show, but I can talk for hours because everything he said is true. I want to hear what else he has to say. We all know what's going on. And again, a bear walking to the forest sees a bunch of honey sitting there on the ground, and the bear runs over to eat it and puts his paw down, and a bear trap goes boom. And it's the same thing with the cheese and the mouse. Ladies and gentlemen, the New World Order isn't giving you anything for free. They want to hurt you. They want to hurt you. Now, was the GI Bill good after World War II? Things like that. Yeah, we should help people. Help them do whatever they want with the money to go out and start a business or go out and have tax incentives. I love what Trump did. Double the amount of funding to black colleges. Do you get any appreciation for that? No. Or tax breaks for black businesses. Hey, you know what? I want to help black people, and it is true they were put at a disadvantage, so let's cut their taxes. But see, that doesn't control what they do with the money. With these so-called reparations, they admit it's going to control everything you do and where you can spend that money to social engineer you, period. So I'm going to tell you again, you know in your gut, you know intellectually, no matter what stupid damn color you say you are, I'm sick of all this crap. If you're a mouse, and my mice aren't as smart as us, but if you're walking along the kitchen at night, you see a big old piece of cheese sitting on that little wooden platform, you're going to run over and you're going to grab it, and it's going to break your neck. But we're not mice. We're men. We're women. And we're smart enough to know they're cutting off all the resources and all the jobs, all the opportunities to make us go over and get the piece of cheese. Stop. Let's get started with the callers here. With Dorlita, we'll have to hold her over if she doesn't get her points made. Got about a minute and a half to break. Dorlita, thanks for holding. From Oklahoma, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. We think you're awesome. Me and my husband wear your shirts everywhere.
Thank you.
I want to talk to you about, we watched Glenn Beck when they were doing the Afghan pullout. And he was doing his best to evacuate our people over there because, you know, I don't want to say our government because there's good people in our government. So I'll say Biden administration was not helping.
Yeah, look how the government left its own people behind. That's what I'm saying.
Yes. So it was he had mentioned that he had gotten desperate to call the Afghan president. And he spoke to him about getting people out. He said, I'm sorry, my friend, I cannot help you. China and Russia will be here September 9th. This is all Trojan horse. We've been Trojan horse here in our own country. And it's time.
Yeah, you know, for all I know, Putin actually might be working with Biden. You're right.
So I'm thinking, you know, we need to dig in our heels because if the country falls, and I believe that it will, and we may need to fall to be built up the way it should have been. Now, we have that choice to make. We can do that or we can let them take our country and build it how they want. I'm sick of this crap. I'm sick of the transgender stuff. It's in our face. We know you're there to eat its own.
Don't hang up. Let's talk about that. Because for folks who don't know, multiple states have passed laws to take 5-year-olds 6-year-olds away from their parents if they won't chop their balls off. That is kidnapping. That is line in the sand, man. That is violence against our children. That is Joseph Mengele.
You need to get coordinated with not only your food, but also your health supplements, because it's going to be a matter of life and death. So support InfoWars Store. Listen, you need to put it as a priority, because you don't know, I don't know, Alex and I are telling you how late it is before midnight strikes. And again, magnesium is critical for your muscles and everything. Krill oil. What I'm watching right before my eyes is a composite overview of nutritional supplements that will keep you alive. And I would urge everyone, maybe you don't take vitamins, maybe you don't take nutritional supplements, but the day will come. Vitamin C and zinc, absolutely imperative for the cold. DNA Force, absolutely imperative. Mineral Fusion, absolutely. As you're drinking filtered water, a lot of it will become demineralized. You have to have these products.
Right now, I'm not talking to the viewers and listeners that have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten the great products that enrich your life, that empower your immune system and your body, and keep us on air. I am humbly, hat in hand, talking to the viewers and listeners that have tuned in, many of you for years, and never gone to InfoWarsStore.com. We know the vast, 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 vast majority of you never actually go to InfoWarsStore.com and never experience these great products and never find the operation. Sure, you share a link, you share an article, you tell folks about the show. That's great, and I thank you. But we need funds to operate. Plus, we've got really great products that do amazing things for people, like our CBD oil and our fizzy magnesium and our sleep aid and our nitric oxide and our Real Red Pill Plus. All of these are really great products that keep us on air. Plus, you're missing out on having these products. So get off the bench. Get in the game. Step to the plate and go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these great InfoWars products at InfoWarsStore.com. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedoes.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in both in your tank.
We need to go into the Capitol!
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Dorlito wanted to get into the, quote, transgender cult. And it's a total psyop. We all know that. I've got some news we want to cover on that that's next level evil. But here's a short clip of a fat, demonic tranny threatens to kill people that don't let men in women's bathrooms. Here it is.
If you back a wild animal into a corner, they're going to become a dangerous animal.
So if you want to die on that hill of yours of righteousness and moral majority, then you go right ahead. I dare you to try and stop me from going into a women's bathroom.
Ugh.
It will be the last mistake you ever make. I dare you to try and stop a transgender woman in my presence from using the bathroom. It will be the last mistake you ever make.
Hit pause. Back it up to the start again. They're trans day of rage, all of it. We're going to get violent. We're oppressed. We're dying. We're unhappy. Give us access to your children. We're going to take your children. They made the decision. It's literally a pervert, a twisted psycho coming to your child and convincing them of something they think is a joke. And now the state snatches them away and takes them to be sterilized. I'm going to cover that in a moment. But just this is real. This is the stuff of nightmares. And this person feels totally entitled, just like some brainwashed leftist black person that wants reparations. The globalists are controlling you. It's a lie. Continue.
If you back a wild animal into a corner, they're going to become a dangerous animal. So if you want to die on that hill of yours of righteousness and moral majority, then you go right ahead. I dare you to try and stop me from going into a women's bathroom. It will be the last mistake you ever make. I dare you to try and stop a transgender woman in my presence from using the bathroom. It will be the last mistake you ever make. This is a call to action and a call to arms to everybody within the United States that are scared, worried, have children that are transgender, lesbian, bi, or gay. This is a call to action. You need to arm up. Plain and simple. Go out, buy a gun, learn how to use it efficiently, through and through, because the time to act is now. You need to protect yourself, and you need to protect your fellow transgender brothers and sisters and theys and thems. You need to protect the rest of us in the LGB community, as I'm going to do.
Pause.
Myself.
I got 5 seconds. So if a woman is scared of a 6'4" man that looks like Frankenstein in the bathroom and all the weird stuff they get caught doing and all the assaults and the rest of it, then they got guns and they're going to make you pay. I mean, if you want to know what evil looks like, folks, this is it. And this is the vanguard of this cult, and they want our children. Finish up with a swag job.
The time to act is now. You need to protect yourself, and you need to protect your fellow transgender brothers and sisters and theys and thems. You need to protect the rest of us in the LGB community, as I'm going to do myself, because there are lots of people like me who are not afraid to die. I love my girlfriends to death, but I would rather die for them to secure their safety, freedom, and future than to live and not have anything done. So you go ahead. You protect your kids.
Your kids are ours or we'll kill you. I'm ready to die. So they get a suicidal, drugged up group. They go, don't commit suicide. Don't start killing some people. You don't let me in the bathroom with your 5-year-old girl, I'm going to kill you. And now, Washington State passes bill to isolate trans kids from parents to enable gender care. They passed a bill that would allow transgender children to receive medical interventions without the consent of their parents or guardians. So, see, they're not of age to consent, but they are now. The bill passed both houses. Senate Bill 595599, Bill 5599, and it goes through it all. They're going to build shelters and put the children, quote, in them, in the cult. This is the government taking your children. If you criticize a school board member or a teacher who's teaching your kids this, you will go to jail under California bill. They mean business. So that's what you're getting into, Dorlita?
Yes. Yeah, that's my problem. We're not really having that problem per se here in Oklahoma. We're a sanctuary state. So, you know, we will protect our own. I'm not promoting violence. But come after my kids, and I would dig in.
Well, you heard him. You heard him. He said, you know, your kids are ours, and we're coming. So.
Yeah, well.
And believe me, you don't know how bad it is. You think you're in a safe area that says full government backing, full corporate backing. They're everywhere. It is, in my view, not all of them are part of this, but it's not my view. It's a pedophile cult, and they're making their move not to just have sex with our children, but to mutilate them.
Mm-hmm. It's all insane. It's all crazy insane, and it's time to be enough.
It's a like psychological war operation. I appreciate your call. Vinny in Georgia, thanks for holding here on the air.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
So I met you in Orlando in 2011 when you were promoting Endgame, and I've been awake ever since. And I recently saw Hillary passing some information along the interwebs about there's no way that Trump can win. And I got to tell you, I get this feeling that if that information really had merit, they wouldn't be putting it out there with such fury. And I got to say that now's the time for folks when it's coming to this election season. You need to get your health, your mindset, your overall approach to life and your outlook. You need to get all that straight. Because now is the time. And I've done this personal journey myself, and it's transformative. You know, you get your diet right, you start exercising, you take care of yourself, and things start to open up that weren't previously there. Beyond that, I keep hearing folks coming on these calls telling us, you know, hey, you know, these are all the theories we need to go after, and, you know, it sounds like we're trying to crack the Da Vinci Code here. I'm going to bring us back to reality. Real quick, you want to make some change? Become a poll worker. Get involved. Contact your local representatives. Put stickers in a bathroom or at a stop sign or at an intersection. Because it's those little fires, those brush fires that we're setting in the mind.
They're right. We've got people everywhere. And if everybody just goes to county commission or city council or school board or gets to be a poll watcher or calls into talk radio or into C-SPAN or, you know, supports a broadcast like this one, there's so many of us. All of us doing a little is massive.
Yeah, but we become apathetic. You know, it's the food. It's the culture.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's almost like a form of entertainment to hear the next horrible thing the left's doing. And it shouldn't just be, oh, look at what a bunch of freaks they are. They're coming after our children, and they're getting them.
Yep, so you have to get motivated. This is not a theory. This is not pseudoscience. This is reality, and it's coming to your doorstep. And if COVID-19 wasn't a wake-up call for you and the rest of humanity, I don't know what else would be. Because they've
the lockdowns, the deadly injections. Yes, they want to kill us, and they are killing us.
It's time to wake up, folks. I buy your products. I support InfoWars. God bless you, and continue on the fight.
God bless you for keeping us on air. Speaking of that, I'll do a 60-second plug, come back and take more calls. Yeah, we are barely paying the bills, which is great. I'm blessed. And I've been doing this so long, I'm almost like lackadaisical about it. I'm like, if people want to keep us on air, they will. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsWar.com. You want 10-hour clean energy, get Turbo Force back in stock. You want amazing stuff for your mind, your body, your sleep, your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular, get Ultimate Krill Oil or Ultimate Fish Oil. If you want to have more stamina and energy and build your muscles and have incredible libido, then get 1776 Testosterone Boost. It works great for women as well. It's all there. Get Nitric Boost for your cardiovascular system and your blood and to counter the things that have been put in the environment artificially. Get our CBD oil for joint pain and neurological issues and to lower your nerves but not dumb you down. We've got the highest grade out there. We're 50% off when people sell it, and that's at retail. We're discounting on top of that. It's about 60% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now. Find the tip of the spear. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with your phone calls. Turbo Force is back. Sold out for 8 months. And it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel Brainforce Plus is great. Brainforce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
This is their big move. So, yeah, you say, why doesn't Biden address the disasters in the United States? He doesn't care. That's not his job. He's not the president of the United States. He's a puppet operating for the globalists.
Appetites of the autocrat cannot be appeased. They must be opposed.
And that's who
autocrats only understand one word. No, no, no.
Exactly. And that's why we say no to your vaccines.
No, you will not take my
country. We say no to you shutting down our businesses. We say no to you taking our firearms. We say no to you censoring our free speech. We say no to you selling us out to the World Health Organization. We say no to you getting us into World War III. You're right. We stand against autocrats like you, Joe Biden, and we say no. And we say no to your war.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Fiery, the informative, the amazing Drew Hernandez takes over next hour ahead of the War Room. Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central today, InfoWars.com/show. Let's go back to your phone calls right now. Jose, thank you for calling and holding from New York. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. It's truly a pleasure to be speaking to you. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I've been a long time listener, first time calling your show. I have a bunch of your products.
Thank you.
You can see my cabinet. Shout out to Owen for coming out with the bone broth and the coffee. It is an amazing. I use it almost every day. And it's a great substitute for sugar for all those info warriors. And, I just wanted to talk about a little bit about the whole World War III in Ukraine situation and how people are still they're asleep to the fact that, you know, in distraction of all this Trump and transgenderism, we're slow walking into World War III and nobody, you know, even bats an eye.
I agree.
And, you know, this whole basically regime change that's going on in Ukraine, it's basically the same playbook over and over. Whenever they get the president that they want in charge, it's been going on longer since before I was born, and it stopped for a little bit when Trump was in office, but now that Biden's in office, it's back in business, back to business, as usual.
In fact, they've accelerated it. They're trying to catch up.
Yeah, exactly. They're pushing it even further because they can just, you know, do it and get away with it and, you know, not be able to suffer the repercussions. So what I want to know is how is it possible to, let's just say beyond Trump, how is it possible to uproot this corruption? Is it as easy as just, as the president just signing an executive order to disband?
Well, if we had a real president, if Trump had gone after the deep state more, he could have stopped him, at least to a great extent. But it's about us saying no and knowing it's wrong. And I'll use the example of slavery in America, first being banned in England. In 1800, maybe 0.5% of people were abolitionists. By 1860 in England, it was about 70%. The U.S., about 60%, 70%. And so something moral that everybody knows is true cannot be opposed if the first people to put out the news are willing to be destroyed. So when you're telling the truth up front, you're going to get attacked when you're going against the corruption. But in time, when the cause succeeds, attempt to join you, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And so as bad as things are, we're seeing the biggest awakening ever. We're seeing the great awakening. And so I would just steadfastly keep praying, be involved, be informed, warn others, expose the globalist agenda. I appreciate your call. Great points. I meant to get this today because I didn't watch all of RFK's speech till last night, RFK Jr., and it was a doozy. So I may even do like a special show Saturday and like play the whole speech and analyze it. But here's just a 30-second clip of what he said. How they censored him the last 18 years, and now how do you like it? And it's that attitude we got to have. Like when you try to suppress me, I push back like lifting weights, I get stronger. I find other ways to get the news out. I don't just go away. So he's kind of like saying, how do you like me now? Here it is.
This is what happens when you censor somebody for 18 years. I got a lot to talk about. They shouldn't have shut me up that long. Because now I'm going to really let loose on them for the next 18 months. They're going to hear a lot from me.
And by the way, because of time constraints, I'm not going to play it today, but I'll get to it in the next few days, or I'll do a special Saturday show that's commercial free so we get to everything. But their answer to that was they pulled the fire alarm and a voice starts going, evacuate now, leave now. And then he talks to the fire marshal. They go, no, there's no fire. He goes, we're not leaving. And they play it again. Leave now, leave now. I mean, they just, every trick in the book, ladies and gentlemen, every trick in the book. And look, you can say Trump's bad. He's not perfect. I've stayed at Trump Hotel 4 times, 5 times in D.C. He sold it last year. Every night at like 2 a.m., they pull the fire alarm, sometimes multiple times just to mess with you and make you go outside. And the place was empty by the end. I'd be at Trump Hotel 3 years ago, no one there. I mean, literally, you'd be at dinner getting a steak, no one's there. You'd be at the bar, there'd be like 2 people. That's the level of leftist harassment. You could roll over to that and live as their slaves or say, I never submit. In fact, just because they did that, I went back and stayed at the Trump Hotel more. And finally, when they do fire alarms, I just stayed in bed. But that's what they do every time. You didn't hear Trump bitch about it. He didn't give him attention. But that's what they do, just every low-down, dirty trick. He's got all these anti-World War III quotes. Oh, man, he exposes the architects of the COVID shots. It was a powerful speech. Let's go ahead and go to Laszlo in North Carolina. Thank you for calling.
Yes. Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I just want to make a point also on this Kennedy and Trump ticket that was proposed by Roger Stone. that I think is a lot more important than who and when they stay at the Trump Hotel, right? So people, or at least Roger Stone was proposing that they should maybe do a unity ticket. Well, I propose that this unity ticket should happen before the primaries. There's no reason for these parties that have been working against us and stealing elections to, what, we're going to go through their charade and then a year and a half from now, just before the election, when Trump's been indicted, potentially put in jail, that's when he's going to pick up Kennedy? No. I propose an event, perhaps in Austin, July of this year, July 4th, perhaps, of this year, where we have Trump, where we have Kennedy, where we have Joe Rogan, where we have Elon Musk, where we have Alex, all show up and they say, enough, this is our ticket, and we are going to take this country back right now.
That would be a great idea, but I don't know that unity ticket's going to happen. Let's play clip 10. RFK Jr. went after Trump for going along with the lockdown and being the architect of it. Here's a clip.
And the coup de grace was the lockdown. The lockdown was the biggest shift in wealth in human history, and I'm going to tell you about that in a second. And I blame President Trump for the lockdown. Now, a lot of people say, and President Trump gets blamed for a lot of things that he didn't do, and he gets blamed for some things that he did do. But the worst thing that he did to this country, to our civil rights, to our economy, to the middle class in this country, was the lockdown. Now, President Trump, in fairness, let me just make this point, will tell people, well, the lockdown wasn't my idea. It was my bureaucrats rolled me on it. I was saying we shouldn't do it. But that's not a good enough excuse. He was the president of the United States. And as Harry Truman said, the buck stops here. On May 2nd, 2020, 600 doctors signed a letter to President Trump begging him not to allow the lockdowns.
And I think that's a very fair statement. What do you make of that, Laszlo?
I don't disagree. That's an important statement. Here's the thing. This is why I'm saying do it before. If you let it go through the party process, they have to do this. Kennedy has to do this to win the primary. Trump has to attack DeSantis to win his primary. And it's just going to cause more division amongst the people that are with you and
I. You're saying form a unity party now.
Now. They have to do this. He has to say that to try to win the Dem primary, but he doesn't need to. And he won't do it if he's part of the coalition to take the country back. Thank you for your time.
No, I think that's a really astute point. And I like Robert Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy Jr. I like Trump a lot. You know, the globalists are definitely after him. And Trump did get manipulated into this. I think that's the case. But he still pigheadedly won't admit he was wrong. And DeSantis has admitted he was wrong. And not that DeSantis has been pushed aside. The minute they had indicted Trump, that he's the nominee, boom, it's done. And that gets all the Machiavellian 3D chess and all the weirdness. It gives me a headache. But remember, Hillary thought she wanted Trump to be the nominee 7 years ago. How'd that work out, Hillary? So stop thinking these globalists have all the answers. They just have all the money and stolen power, so every time they're wrong, they just double down. So they get as many chances. It's like at a carnival. You get 3 darts to pop the balloons. They're like, here's 100 darts. Pop 3 balloons. Pick any prize you want. By the way, those places hate me. I never miss. I go, I hit 10 darts in a row. What do I get? I want 5 of your biggest toys every time I get it. I'm not bragging. This is true. We'll be right back. Stay with us. They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner. With an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024, it's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for President and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Coming up, Gator in North Carolina. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, good afternoon, AJ.
Welcome.
Hey, just real quick, I know I'm the tail gunner here. Been listening to you for a long time, and I'm very much thankful for your historical understanding and your near-perfect photographic memory that I've observed over the years. I remember about 15 years ago, you kind of buffooning anybody that still thought that voting was going to accomplish anything. It's like the opiate of the masses. And I would just say that my question to you as a historian, from the historical perspective, can you name me one time in human history where communism, which is a political manifestation of Satanism, or tyranny, or a tyrant, was voted out of office? When was communism ever voted out of power?
Not once communism gets fully in, it's never voted out of power. Either collapses or is overthrown, but I don't think we're fully into it yet, but we are rapidly approaching that point.
So people keep saying if we resist physically, then we give them the excuse to bring the hammer down. Well, if you don't think they're already bringing the hammer down, then you're ignorant. You're blind.
Okay, well, I mean, here's the deal. Who directs these military operation? I mean,
don't need anybody to direct anything. People just need to do what was within their sphere of influence and power and ability to do. Interrupt their supply chains like they're doing ours.
Well, it seems like they're pushing to get us into that. I mean, I showed this person earlier, Tara VTW, saying they're going to go out and shoot people if they don't let them in bathrooms with kids. I mean, they want to go ahead and just start it now. They seem to really want it. I mean, because I think they're politically, culturally losing.
Didn't they shoot a congressman playing baseball? I mean, they've already started it. Are they already taking people's kids?
No, I think they're taking kids to put them in camps and sterilize them at age 5 is the line of sand.
That was just it. I just wanted to ask that question. God bless you, man, and your crew. And listen, Satan's always been the god of this world. That's what the scripture says. He hasn't recently been given the power. Remember when Jesus was fasting? Satan said to him, if you'll bow down and worship me, I've been given all the authority to give you all the kingdoms of the world. Jesus didn't rebuke him for making that claim. He didn't dispute the claim. It's always been his.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Let me show this headline. It says, old post, but it just now struck me that it vindicates like 5 of Alex Jones's most wild-sounding beliefs. Transgender people in Italy are cooking plastic bags, I looked it up, it's true, to extract the estrogen chemicals as part of their HRT pills when they ran out. That's what they've done to us, folks. And these people love it. Let's go to Stephanie in Florida. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you today? Thanks for taking my call. I have an idea for a fundraising for InfoWars. My husband, they killed in the hospital. He didn't take the shot, but they killed him. And other people have been killed and through the shot and just this whole war against humanity. And InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Why don't we make a memorial wall on InfoWars? And we give funding and put the names of everyone who has given their lives during this time. Of this war against humanity, And I think people would see.
Well, that's a great idea. Buy a piece of property in a prominent place and put a memorial wall for those killed by the COVID attack and the COVID shots.
Exactly. And he was your birthday mate, and he loved you. And I just think it's important that we don't forget those people. Thank you, Alex.
I'm sorry to hear what happened to your husband.
Thank you so much, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Look, I'm sorry to Daryl, Jerry, and Justin. But, guys, remind me tomorrow. We'll take calls again tomorrow. Get their name and number if they want to be on it. When you take calls tomorrow, call them first. I tried my best. We got to a lot of calls, not as many as I wanted to. I apologize for the callers that held. But we'll go to the front of the line tomorrow. The next time we take calls, we'll call you. Drew Hernandez is always loaded for bear. Can't wait to hear what he has to say in the next 55 minutes. And then, of course, Owen Schroer in the War Room, 3 p.m. Central. That is in 56 minutes from now. We're only here because of you. We appreciate you. And prophecies being fulfilled. We're living a crazy time. Remember, God is in control. God has given the devil a short time to test us, and then we win. But the test is about us staying strong during this period. So thank you all. But think about Washington State, where they passed a law to take little kids from their parents and sterilize them. For me, that's the line in the sand. Put them, quote, in camps. All right, Drew Hernandez takes over.
Most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
I want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax. Not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny. Live in the fourth hour, Thursday, April 20th, 2023, and the informative, investigative journalist, syndicated talk show host, and frontline reporter, Drew Hernandez, takes over. Check out his site, DrewHLive.com. That's DrewHLive.com, now live on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Thank you very much, Alex Jones. Thank you, everyone, to all the InfoWarriors and the thought criminals out there. And shout out to everyone, all the based individuals that are in the Getter Chat, Rumble Live, all the Info Warriors watching worldwide on radio as well. You know, let's just get straight into this, man. You know, Alex covering this story of this Washington bill that are barring parents from intervening on child gender transitions. Okay, see, this is like out in the open at this point. Okay, this is not like, you know, trying to give an opinion. This is not trying to speculate that maybe they're going down this route. Maybe they actually do want to separate children from their parents. Maybe it's just a far right wing conspiracy, or it's just like a far right wing, you know, talking point to get, you know, people all amplified and fear mongered and afraid of the trans people because the trans people need to be accepted in society. This is out in the open. Okay. This is about as clear as it could possibly get for humanity. All right. Doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter at all, because this LGBTQ woke alphabet disgusting mafia, these pedophiles that are going after your children, what's happening with this Washington bill is out in the open. Barring parents from intervening on child gender transitions? Of course they are, because these people want your children and they want to mutilate their genitals, whether there's parental consent or not. Now you sit here and you ask yourself, how the hell does society get to a place where parental consent gets rendered void and useless? Well, when you create little safe spaces and you create little protected classes and you coddle people and you don't tell people the truth and you don't push back and you speak out against the mental instability and the evil that's actually taking place in society, when you switch asylums, okay, when you switch attendees that belong in asylums, and put them in positions of power. You put them in the Senate. You put them in local government, in the federal government. You put them in culture. You put them in Hollywood. You prop them up in Disney. You prop them up in the music industry, in so-called education, in universities. You give them positions of power and influence. That is how you get to this place. Where not only do we have trans insurrectionists, we have trans terrorists. And like I always say on the show, guys, trans people are not real. It's a mental illness. It's a mental instability, a figment of their imagination. No matter how nice they claim to be, doesn't matter. These people have lost their minds. Now, let me ask you a very basic fundamental question. In a free and let's use their words, right? A democratic, a democracy where everybody has a say in anything and everyone just can pretty much just have an opinion when they want. No, those are just buzzwords that they use to mobilize the useful idiots to actually believe they live in a society where they can participate. But if you come out and the federal government is now going to come out and they come out and say, listen, if your child wants to have their penis chopped off as a little boy, then you as the parent cannot get in the way. You want to know why? Because that's transphobic and that's child abuse. Of course they're going to do this in Washington. Of course they're going to push these bills because why wouldn't they? Because not only do they make a buck, because this has been uncovered, that they get forever patience with these children. I mean, you talk to very prominent detransitioners like Chloe Cole and others that come out and say, my body is affected for the rest of my life. I have to get physical health care forever. It's never going to go away. It's damaged me forever. I could never have a normal life. I could never have a normal, you know, life as a wife if I want to procreate, if they're biological females or vice versa as males. They're forever patients. That's exactly what COVID was about as well. Not only killing people, but creating forever patients so that the vaccine industries make billions of dollars while at the same time, these New World Order proxy hospitals, so-called hospitals, they receive tens of thousands of dollars, possibly millions as well, because they receive forever patients. The more sick that they can engineer, the more demented that they can engineer, the more money that these pharmaceutical companies and these so-called hospitals get to make on a daily basis. It's a quite lucrative business model. And we know that the so-called trans agenda, which is just another New World Order Antichrist agenda to twist and pervert the design that God has instituted and engineered for humanity to function for as long as they possibly can until Christ returns. That New World Order agenda of confusing basic biology, inverting basic biology, is coming directly from Satan. Now, why? Because if you get the masses confused and you pervert their minds, you can get them to do their bidding for generations to come. Now, this is where the kids come in. They want to groom the kids and they want to pervert the kids because they want to normalize pedophilia in a society for generations to come for several purposes. I mean, take a look at this agenda from the top down. What do? They murder children in the name of abortion and reproductive rights and my body, my choice and women's health care, right? The word abortion is literally synonymous with mass murder and genocidal murder. They murder children in and outside the womb. They groom children out in the open and they try to normalize pedophilia with minor attracted persons because this is always an attack on kids and innocence. Because the devil comes to what? To steal, kill, and destroy. And of course, if they go after children, they know that they could warp their minds. Not only do they have like a sick and twisted and demented perverse attraction to children, but they also hate them by doing so. That's why they claim that this is what abusers classically do, guys. Abusers classically pretend to be the savior or the protector of the ones that they are targeting to abuse. So these child abusers that you see in so-called positions of power, whether it be in politics or in mainstream culture, in Hollywood, in movies, in Disney, in the music industry, or these psychos like Dylan Mulvaney all over social media, they're all predators, okay? They're predators that propped themselves up as protectors. They appeal to little kids so they can lure little kids in to get them to think that your parents are not the ones that are going to protect you. Your parents are the ones that are suppressing you. So you know what, little boy? If you want to chop your penis off because you feel like you're actually a little girl or vice versa and your parents stop you, that's oppression and child abuse. So you allow it to happen. You let that doctor get in there and feel you up. You let that doctor get alone with you without parental consent and touch your genitals and chop them up and do God knows what with your genitals and your bodily tissues. You think these people aren't engaged in some sick, twisted, mad scientist, New World Order agendas? Look what they're doing with babies' body parts. Selling them on the black market, selling them out and openly, what they call biological research, scientific research to progress humanity and understand the human body. No, these people are sick and twisted. Who the hell in their right mind would want to study human anatomy by slaughtering and massacring and butchering infants inside and outside of the womb? Makes total sense to me that these pedophiles are out in the open because this is nothing new. This is exactly what the Bible addressed in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. No homosexual or sodomite may inherit the kingdom of God. The word sodomite and homosexual in Greek is catamite. My students understand this. That's a boy prostitute. Starting to sound familiar, ladies and gentlemen. That's what was going on in Corinth. That's what was going on in Rome. Not only did the kings and the emperors have little boy prostitutes, but the wealthy, it was a normal thing to have. It was a mark of wealth for these people to have little children as prostitutes and sex toys and sex slaves. And why? Why? Because the elite had the money and the power to do whatever they want. That is the New World Order. All money, all power, all influence, and all ability to do as thou wilt. They want to be God. They want to be Christ. That is the spirit of the Antichrist. Not just someone that's in opposition towards Christ, his word, and everything that he stands for. An Antichrist is a pseudo-Christ in the Greek. Someone that stands in the place as Christ, functioning as Christ, that wants his position, but is false, phony, a replica, not real, deception. We'll be right back.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
This is their big move. So, yeah, you say, why doesn't Biden address the disasters in the United States? He doesn't care. That's not his job. He's not the president of the United States. He's a puppet operating for the globalists.
Appetites of the autocrat cannot be appeased. They must be opposed.
And that's who he works with.
Autocrats only understand one word. No, no, no.
Exactly. And that's why we say no to your vaccines.
No, you will not take my country.
We say no to you shutting down our businesses. We say no to you taking our firearms. We say no to you censoring our free speech. We say no to you selling us out to the World Health Organization. We say no to you getting us into World War III. You're right. We stand against autocrats like you, Joe Biden, and we say no. And we say no to your war.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock. Humanity is in a fight for its very life. And InfoWars, for decades, has been at the very forefront of the fight for a pro-human future. We can't stay on air without your help, and I want to thank you all for your past support. And I want to encourage those of you that have never bought products at InfoWarsStore.com to go there and experience how amazing these products really are. Ultimate Bone Broth finally sold out for over 2 years, back in stock. Real Red Pill Plus, simply amazing. Nitric boosts what it does for your heart, your cardiovascular, critical. All these products like Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil, Supermel Vitality, they're all available and in stock, ready to ship to you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And the final 1,200 signed copies of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and I'm not going to sign any more after that, are exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com as well. In the last month, I got a little busy, so I didn't sign the books. We didn't have them for sale. But now, I signed the last books. You can get them right now. There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication. It takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World. Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock. Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. Some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years. You've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You know, it's crazy to think that there's people out there that still believe that Bill Gates is just a nice guy that wants to help people. He's just a nice rich guy that he just wants to help poor people. You know, he's just got a big heart. He's a little guy with a big bank account that's got a big heart, that's got a big heart on for children, okay? Because this guy's organization, all right, this is out in the open. Listen, guys, all right, enough with the whole, it's conspiratorial. Be nice to Bill Gates, okay? Be nice to the guy. He's just trying to help people, all right? He's funding organizations to pump vaccines into the third world to just, you know, use them as experiments because that's going to help everybody else in the future. Stop it. Enough with that garbage already. Wake the hell up, dude. Here are some clear open stories. If you have not seen this, I would be shocked, but we're going to talk about it because this is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show with Drew Hernandez. Bill Gates funds millions to NGO claiming kids born sexual. All right. This is insane. 10-year-olds should learn about commercial sex work. The sex ed said kids under 10 should learn as you grow up. You might start to be interested in people with diverse gender identities. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation donates millions annually to a non-governmental organization which claims that children are born sexual and should learn about commercial sex work, that's a direct quote, under 10 years of age. The International Planned Parenthood Federation, a separate entity from the U.S. nonprofit, wields significant influence on global sex education. The NGO comprises 120 independent organizations in over 146 countries and has received, including in European Network, over $80 million from Bill Gates and his foundation. Other significant donors include, you guessed it, the World Health Organization. All these pedophiles in unison and groomers in unison that claim to want to save the world and save the next generation and make sure that we capture the minds of the next generation stakeholders for the New World Order to come. Yeah, they're going to groom their minds. Little kids under the age of 10. You guys want to hear a quote from this NGO so-called toolkit? Listen to this disgusting garbage from these people. This is what they're teaching children and their so-called educators and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is funding to groom children out in the open with. This is what the toolkit says. You can have different types of relationships with other individuals, little kid, including friendships, love relationships, and intimate relationships. Your culture may dictate the way you can interact with others. Oh yeah, so if American culture loses its mind and says that it's totally okay to add that P to the LGBTQ, pedophiles, a sexual identity, and grooming is totally normal, and your parents don't have a say about it, that's American culture, and that's liberal and accepted and tolerated, and if you don't, you're homophobic, evil, and wicked, and white supremacist, Adolf Hitler, whatever you name it. That's acceptable, little kid. All right? If your culture says pedophilia is totally cool and normal, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funds this message. They approve this message. This is so insane. It goes on to say, relationships aren't just about having a boyfriend or girlfriend, little kid under the age of 10. Throughout your life, you will have different kinds of relationships with your schoolmates and later in life, your work colleagues. See how they kind of tie a little normalism in there? Okay, keep reading. You should never be forced to be in an emotional or intimate relationship with another person. They try to make it sound normal. Okay, yes. No kid should ever be forced into some kind of relationship that's intimate. Yes, we understand that. We get that. Children should be aware that you should never be forced to do anything against your will. But look where the dark turn takes in this so-called toolkit. It goes on to say, some relationships, little kid under the age of 10, may involve sexual activity. Sexual activity should always be mediated by consent. This means that each individual agrees, free from any pressure, to engage in intimate relationships, and then it ends with this. Sexual activity, little kid under the age of 10, may be part of different types of relationships, including dating, marriage, or commercial sex work, little kid under the age of 10, says the Bill and Melinda Gates funded organization. And among others, little kid, sexual activity may be part of different types of relationships, including commercial sex work and among others. What the hell does that mean, Bill and Melinda Gates? What does among others mean? Does that mean bestiality? Does that mean open pedophilia with adults? They never specify any age ranges other than those under the age of 10. Why? Because these people are pedophiles, they're groomers, they're disgusting, it's fully funded with tens of millions of dollars because they want to rape children. It is that easy. It is that simple to understand that these people want to normalize. They want to normalize adults having the right to be able to choose who they want to have sex with. Especially a little kid, right? Especially a little kid. You see, but that's how the pedophiles are going to do it. Because what they say here is it also says, despite the fact that the IPPF defined a child as under the age of 18, per the UN's Convention of the Rights of a Child, the toolkit excluded weighing on the approximate age of a child's ability to consent with an adult. This is how they do it. Let me tell you how to do it. Okay. This is how they do it. All right. You guys listening? This is how they do it. The New World Order is going to normalize pedophilia by saying this. If the child wants to have sex with an adult, in the name of liberalism and bodily autonomy, who are you, even if you are a parent, to tell that child who they can or cannot have sex with? Because love and pride and LGBTQ and care and tolerance and equality. They're going to pin it on the child. And they're already doing it in Washington. No parental consent. If the child wants to chop their penis off, you get the hell out of the way, mom and dad. And that's coming with the pedophiles. That P is coming. The LGBTQ P is coming. That's why they're trying to normalize the minor attracted persons. They will make pedophilia an official sexual identity orientation or whatever the hell they call it these days. They've already been trying to do it in their TED Talks, trying to say minor attracted persons are not evil people. They're just misunderstood. You shouldn't villainize or demonize pedophiles. They're just nice people with some twisted understanding. No. Pedophiles deserve legally and lawfully the death penalty immediately. According to the law. You see, but that's how they're going to normalize pedophilia. They're going to pin it on the child. The child has the choice. The child has the choice if they want to have sex. No, that's statutory rape for anyone that doesn't understand that. A child's mind is so innocent and fragile. Doesn't understand. Have a full-blown sexual relationship with an adult. And how old does that go? They don't specify ages. Yeah, because this is the agenda of the New World Order. Literally normalize pedophilia so these pedophiles can come out of their dark holes and caves and come out in the open and have their children and rape and molest them out in the open. And it'll be totally normalized because these woke losers will just allow it. We'll be right back.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you and thank you for your support. Right now, I'm not talking to the viewers and listeners that have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten the great products that enrich your life, that empower your immune system and your body, and keep us on air. I am humbly, hat in hand, talking to the viewers and listeners that have tuned in, many of you for years, and never gone to InfoWarsStore.com. We know the vast, 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 vast majority of you never actually go to InfoWarsStore.com and never experience these great products and never find the operation. Sure, you share a link, you share an article, you tell folks about the show. That's great, and I thank you. But we need funds to operate. Plus, we've got really great products that do amazing things for people, like our CBD oil and our Fizzy Magnesium and our Sleep Aid and our Nitric Oxide and our Real Red Pill Plus. All of these are really great products that keep us on air. Plus, you're missing out on having these products. So get off the bench. Get in the game. Step to the plate and go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these great InfoWars products at InfoWarsStore.com.
You need to get coordinated with not only your food, but also your health supplements, because it's going to be a matter of life and death. So support InfoWars Store. Listen, you need to put it as a priority, because you don't know, I don't know. Alex and I are telling you how late it is before midnight strikes. And again, magnesium is critical for your muscles and everything. Krill oil. What I'm watching right before my eyes is a composite overview of nutritional supplements that will keep you alive. And I would urge everyone, maybe you don't take vitamins, maybe you don't take nutritional supplements, but the day will come. Vitamin C and zinc, absolutely imperative for the cold. DNA Force, absolutely imperative. Mineral Fusion, absolutely. As you're drinking filtered water, a lot of it will become demineralized. You have to have these products.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you.
Now you gotta ask yourself, when does this stuff end? Are we really being tolerant? Because if you're a Christian, truth-seeking, based individual, you're not called to tolerate evil. You're not called to tolerate pedophilia. You're not called to tolerate murder when it's happening societally in the masses of your civilization. You're not called to just sit there and say a prayer and hope that it stops. You got to engage politically. You got to engage peacefully. You got to protect your children. And I'm always an advocate for self-defense. I'm always an advocate for self-defense of your children, your family. Not an advocate for violence. But what I will say is you live in a generation where these people believe that your children, your blood, your flesh, your babies that God gave to you. You see, this is the satanic. This is the spirit that's in these people. Their father, their devil, believes that your children that God gave to you belong to them. That belong to them. These mentally ill, perverted freaks. These degenerates that believe that children are ours, that we are the ones that are more qualified to care for your child. Isn't it crazy? You know, you get all these like Gen Z, these millennial psychos you see all over Twitter with blue and green hair that are all drugged up, lost their minds, that somehow got a job as a public educator, sitting there lecturing you how to parent your children. Don't you guys just get sick of these people? Like, who the hell are you? Who the hell are you to tell me how to raise my child? All right? Obviously, if you're not abusing your child, you're not sexually assaulting your child, you're not harming your child. There are instances where, yes, children, the voiceless, need a voice when people are being absolute vicious towards children. But it's the opposite with these people. They call good evil and evil good because that's what the Bible said would happen. If people want to sit there and cuck out and live in this little political correct society, we just got to be nice to people. And then through your niceness, they're going to stop raping your kids. All right. Bill Gates is going to stop if you're just nice to him, okay? You just be nice to Bill Gates. Be nice to Klaus Schwab. Speak nicely, Drew. Can you tone it down a little bit, Drew? You're going to push people away, Drew. Can you stop it, Drew? Tone it down. No, I will not tone it down. Not when Bill Gates is funding organizations that are creating little kid prostitutes under the age of 10. No, I will not tone it down when the LGBTQ woke mafia is trying to normalize pedophilia in the society and the generation that I currently am living in. No, I will be a light. I will be a voice. I will be as loud as I possibly can until these people put an end to my life. Because these children are worth it. And I'm not calling for violence. What I'm saying is I will never shut up. I will never tone it down because I'm talking about children getting raped and molested with tens of millions of dollars backing this stuff up. This should break your heart. You know, the heartbreak comes first and then comes the righteous indignation. It's born out of conviction and righteousness and a broken heart to see a society absolutely deteriorated by pedophiles and Satanists. That's too much for you. You're weak. Because we live in a generation where it's time for alpha males and alpha females to engage politically and peacefully and lawfully as much as they possibly can. But what I will say is there needs to be a reinstallation across the entire board. I'll tell you that. What I mean by that is that through their cultural Marxism and the globalist enterprise and the globalist agenda and all of their proxies and organizations like the George Soros funders and Bill Gates funders, they place their people, the crooked DAs, the crooked justices, the crooked lawyers that have literally just subverted law and order in this country. People want to know what they can do. Don't think you have to be like the next famous influencer with a microphone. These people know what they're doing. That is what the cultural phenomenon of subverting and taking over every single channel of society. That's what we have to do. with our ideologies, with our ideas, with what we believe. People with big money need to get behind individuals that are coming out and that need to rearrange and change culture. That's how Disney got taken over. That's how all these massive corporations in Hollywood got taken over. Everything you love in the NFL, you name it, the NBA, all these things that have gone full woke. It's because men and women that are cowards, that are not willing to speak out against these pedophiles and these rapists and these disgusting degenerates and just simply tell a generation no. It's that simple. What are you afraid of? You know? Don't you ever ask yourself that question? What the hell are these people so afraid of? Getting canceled? What are you, homophobic? You transphobic? That's the real homophobia. Unwilling to tell some homosexual, no, I don't agree with you. Unwilling to tell some self-proclaimed transsexual, no, I don't agree with your mental instability. I don't like it. It's not going to be normalized in my society because you're driving society mad. Lost its mind entirely. So of course there's going to be no code of honor, no sense of morality. It's going to be totally depraved. If people tolerate this garbage, it's only going to get worse from here. I mean, take a look at this. A surgery at a clinic allegedly removed the breasts of a 14-year-old girl? A 14-year-old girl? This is Breitbart. A North Carolina surgical clinic has allegedly removed the breasts of girls as young as 14 years old in double mastectomy procedures. 14 years old. Little girls, man, with futures. That God had plans for them to be mothers in the future. But no, the New World Order and the Satanists say no, no, no. At 14 years old, before your brain is fully developed and you understand what you're doing because you heard on TikTok from some other blue-haired, green-haired weirdo pedophile that it's a good thing because I grew up so jacked up in the mind. I took all kinds of drugs and here I am on social media telling you that it's okay to accept your madness and you just chop your body apart. Is that who you're going to listen to? You think at 14 years old? I know some teenagers that sit there and they're like, ugh, what a creepy pedophile. Get the hell away from me. But unfortunately, a lot of young people are listening to this garbage. And people wonder, how do you go 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000% every single day, an hour, 2 hours straight? Because guys, how could you sit here and watch this stuff? Like whether I got a camera on, whether I'm on InfoWars, whether I'm hosting my show, Drew Hernandez Live, or Frontlines with Drew Hernandez on Real America's Voice, it is 0 to 1,000 at all times because the devil never sleeps. They never take a break. They never go on vacation. They never let up. They always got a proxy in line to take their place. So me going 1,000 miles an hour and Alex Jones being a little loud every single day is nothing compared to what these people are actively and fully functioning in with their operations. We need more people. We need more people that are seeing this stuff for what it truly is. We need shame to come back, man. So people understand that it will not be tolerated. Here's another one with the post-millennial. Trans-identified woman paraded around naked. This is a dude with mastectomy scars and his so-called, you know, surgery down there made from arm flesh on UK show called Naked Education. A British television show aimed at teaching children all about body positivity recently featured two trans-identified females, dudes, showing off their mastectomy scars and one showing off a surgically created neopenis fashioned from the skin and flesh of the individual's forearm. Oh, yeah, little kid. Yeah, yeah. Come watch our show so you can discover and learn what a neopenis is. Yeah, little girl. Yeah, little girl. You want to know what a neopenis is? Come watch our show, little girl. Hey, little boy. Little boy, you want a neopenis? Bill Gates wants you to have a neopenis. Bill Gates wants to show you his neopenis. Yeah, come watch this show. Disgusting. We'll be right back.
You need to get coordinated with not only your food, but also your health supplements, because it's going to be a matter of life and death. So support InfoWars Store. Listen, you need to put it as a priority, because you don't know, I don't know, Alex and I are telling you how late it is before midnight strikes. And again, magnesium is critical for your muscles and everything. Krill oil. What I'm watching right before my eyes is a composite overview of nutritional supplements that will keep you alive. And I would urge everyone, maybe you don't take vitamins, maybe you don't take nutritional supplements, but the day will come. Vitamin C and zinc, absolutely imperative for the cold. DNA Force, absolutely imperative. Mineral Fusion, absolutely. As you're drinking filtered water, a lot of it will become demineralized. You have to have these products.
I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists, the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover, is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. It should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy. Humanity is in a fight for its very life. And InfoWars, for decades, has been at the very forefront of the fight for a pro-human future. We can't stay on air without your help, and I want to thank you all for your past support. And I want to encourage those of you that have never bought products at InfoWarsStore.com to go there and experience how amazing these products really are. Ultimate Bone Broth, finally, sold out for over 2 years, back in stock. Real Red Pill Plus, simply amazing. Nitric Boost, what it does for your heart and cardiovascular, critical. All these products like Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil, Supermel Vitality, they're all available and in stock, ready to ship to you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And the final 1,200 signed copies of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and I'm not going to sign any more after that, are exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com as well. In the last month, I got a little busy, so I didn't sign the books. We didn't have them for sale. But now I signed the last books. You can get them right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Hey, little kids, you want to see this trans freak's neo penis, little kid?
Isn't that insane? That last story from before the break. A neo penis? I don't even know. What the hell's a neo penis? Jeez, dude, they just want to redefine everything. It's just like a fake penis. Like, you know what I mean? Walking around with a fake penis. Oh, look at my neo penis. Neo penis. Oh my gosh, dude. Gosh, these people are, it's just perverted, dude. They're perverts. Imagine this guy walking around, you know, alone at night, just pops out. It just pops out. Oh my God, dude. No pun intended. Just pops out of your children's closet. Want to see my neo penis, sir? gosh, man, how has this been normalized? I just, I don't know, man. Speaking of clown world, man, Dylan Mulvaney. All right. Let's get to Dylan. All right. This article and video has been making its rounds again, especially around like Christian circles because of its so-called theological content. Because, you know, it's interesting that the LGBTQ, you know, woke Skittle Mafia, you know, these are the same people that say, oh, your Christianity is fascist, it's oppressive and Christian, you know, neo-fascism is oppressive to my identity. But these are the same, you know, woke perverts that turn around and like create their own like rainbow churches. You guys know exactly what I'm talking about. They make their own version of Christianity, of Christ, of God that is custom tailor made to fit their own degeneracy. And that's exactly what Dylan Mulvaney, I think, is doing in his own mind, because this clip has resurfaced. Dylan Mulvaney touts relationship with God. Okay. He said, I don't think he made a mistake with me referring to God. I'm surprised that Dylan actually identified God as a he, which he kind of misgendered God in his own worldview. Obviously, God is a he because he's self-identified as a male. He, the Holy Spirit, he, God, the Son, he, God, the Father. The transgender advocate Dylan Mulvaney is portraying himself as a religious martyr while he tries to blur the nation's recognition that men and women have different needs and preferences. Now, here's a clip that's been resurfacing, and I want you guys to take a look at it. Do we still have the clip, guys? Oh, okay. Yeah, you guys, we'll try and get that clip up, but it's Dylan. Just, it's so crazy sitting there totally mentally ill, almost like on the verge of crying. I don't think God made a mistake with me. I made a deal with God and I'm trying to work on my relationship with God. And I hope that, you know, one day I can accept being trans and that it's not a curse. That being trans is not a curse. Here it is, guys. Take a look at this.
If I only could, I'd make a deal with God. And I'd get him to swap our places. Can we pause there? I'm going to say something that might make people feel a little bit uncomfortable. I'm trying really hard to maintain a relationship with God, and I don't think that he made a mistake with me. And that maybe one day I will actually be grateful for being trans, that this isn't some curse, but it's just a different path to the same destination.
Listen. Because at the beginning, people that are like weak-minded, that aren't theologically, you know, really grounded in the Bible, you're like, oh my gosh, you know, that person's lost. Obviously, Dylan Mulvaney is lost. But where the doctrines of demons come in is where you can clearly see an individual like this creating a God in their own likeness, creating a version of Jesus and creating a God, a transgender God that is customized to fit their own degeneracy, that justifies their own mental instability and justifies their own immorality. That's what an idol is. That's what a false deity is. That's what a false God literally is. So these people will take God, they'll take concepts of Christianity, and they'll tie it with emotionalism to get you to feel sorry for them. And then if you don't listen carefully, you think that God is going to turn back on his biological order? For all my theologians out there, and those that actually understand the scriptures, you think that God is going to turn his back on his biological order because he's going to cater to your feelings? Absolutely not. Let God be true and every man a liar, whether the truth hurts your feelings or not. Does that mean that God does not sympathize with your weaknesses? Absolutely. But you are still responsible as a human being that is fallen. And by the way, sin itself is a curse. So we are all under the curse of sin, and that is why Jesus Christ died on the cross to free us from the curse of sin by his free payment and atonement on that cross. We need to repent, submit ourselves, and humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. So does Dylan Mulvaney as well. But in their emotionalism, they create their own false weak God, their cucked out God that's not even real, that is customizable to their own immorality and degeneracy and mental instability. That's what you're seeing in that clip. Don't fall for stuff like this. And don't think that you're being insensitive because you're calling it out directly. Because the truth still stands. And truth must be addressed in situations like this. Because if you really cared for somebody's soul like that, you would be saying the things that I'm saying right now. You wouldn't want them to form some kind of false god, which the Apostle Paul said people would do. There's false Christs out there. There's all kinds of Christs out there that people are creating in their own image, that are creating customizable to what they think is right, to what they think is true, aside from what the real Christ of the Bible said himself. His word, Old, New Testament, his word is who he is. Christ speaks for himself. We cannot define who he is. He has defined who he is. We just regurgitate and we translate the message. We transmit the message. And that is why people shoot the messengers. And that is why Christ said, they hated me, they're going to hate you more. And they're going to hate you a lot because of me. Okay? And for all my base Christians out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Persecution is nothing new. It's to be expected. But on the note of false gods and false Christs, remember, Christ said in Matthew chapter 24, when his disciples clearly and openly asked him, what are some of the things that are going to happen during the end of the world, during the end of the age? And one of the main things he said is that false Christs are going to appear. They're going to appear to be him. They're going to appear with false messages. They're going to appear with followings. They're going to be able to do mass wonders, mass miracles, all empowered by Satan, all empowered by Lucifer. This is in the book of 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. I mean, Elon Musk is already coming out in warning of an AI God. I mean, I'm just speculating in the book of Revelation when you see the image that the false prophet and the Antichrist put up. It's an image that speaks. It's animated. It speaks to all of humanity. It translates the message. It communicates the message to all the people. The mark of the beast comes. It regulates all people on planet Earth like in the blink of an eye. They just somehow have the intelligence to know who's on board worshiping the Antichrist or not, with the mark in the right hand or the forehead. And you have no access into the economy if you don't get it. Or they'll just come and slice your head off. I personally think that it's possible. It's possible. I cannot add to God's word, but I think it's possible that AI might play some kind of part in that. It's pretty interesting that Elon Musk is calling out and warning of an AI God. Theologians have always speculated for thousands, decades. How in the world can planet Earth get to the point where all of humanity is somehow on the same wavelength, where the mark of the beast could be upheld like that, could be regulated successfully worldwide, not just in one geographical location or just one country? How could it be worldwide regulated? Eschatologists, theologians, Bible scholars have always speculated that question, but because of recent technology, that question could maybe be answered soon. And this is the generation that you and I currently live in. That's why even on The View, these woketards are coming out and saying that she doesn't know the difference between Christian conservatives and the Taliban. Do we have that clip, guys? This is what they're saying on The View. It's always an attack on Christianity, relating Christianity to the Taliban. Take a look at this clip if we have it.
This before, and I'm going to get in trouble, but I have said this before, and it's been in print. I don't know what the difference between our Christian right and the Taliban
is. There she was.
I have no idea what the difference is.
You're not the only person who said that.
I don't know what the difference is between Christian conservatives and...
What's happening in this country right now in the name of religion is so dangerous.
Yep. That's what they say, that they don't know the difference between Christian conservatives and the Taliban. Like, Christians are running around chopping people's heads off. You know, the only ones that are like chopping body parts off are the LGBTQ woke mob. All right. They're the only ones that are doing this. And by the way, you want to put a stop to this peacefully and lawfully? I'm going to be in Texas this weekend, Houston, Texas, for the Keep Texas Free Summit. I want to see every single one of you guys out there. I will be there live. It's this Saturday, April 22nd, 2023 in Houston, Texas. You guys can go to the link in my bio on my Twitter at Drew H Live to find all my shows, Drew Hernandez Live and Frontlines with Drew Hernandez. I want to see every single one of you guys out there this weekend. Make sure to come say what's up on one of my shows. You guys can find all of those links in my bio on Twitter at Drew H Live.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult Period. Case closed. Out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. Krill oils is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat five caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.